Wake up!
Once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked. I got to work and my boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last weekend.
Mr. Kennedy, the reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about
check.
Is tomorrow's
check.
Friday. And on Friday, they
check.
Tell me I gotta
check.
Come in on
check.
The weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of if you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16 to 22 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
Greetings.
Greetings.
Welcome to What the Hell.
And it's not 9 p.m., it's 6 p.m.
Oh,
it's
your mouth is all fucked
it's
now.
9 it's 9 p.m. if you're on the
How long has it been since the last show?
Shut up. What do you mean? It's been a week.
It's been, yeah, a week.
A whole week.
A whole
it's
week.
Sunny out. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful?
And
get
lovely.
To enjoy the sunshine for the What the Hell show.
It burns us. It hurts us, my precious.
Yellow orb.
The atmosphere.
And you lucky listeners are going to be treated to a three-hour, not a two-hour show, a three-hour show.
Yes.
So don't make me
just like last week,
hat, little buddy.
Just like last week, but... This is permanent 3 hours, and we're going to try...
Permanent 3 hours. Does that even make sense?
A permanent 3 hours. Well, it could be a temporary 3 hours.
It could be a temporary
every week from now on when you tune in, you'll be here.
Every week.
Except the weeks that it's not that way.
Your grandchildren will be able to tune into
every week.
What the hell?
Forever. Are we loud enough?
And ever. We're not a radio station.
I'd just like to make one note right now. My mic's not loud enough.
Okay, I'll turn it up a little bit.
Yes, we have Dr. Gordon Freeman in the office.
But he thinks I'm lying, and I'm not.
God damn, he looks sexy. Drexel's
and
got
our
like
headphones
cool
levels
hair, and he's got like the goatee happening, and like
and he's not
boxes.
He's not messing up
I
his hair.
I swear to God, if I was a woman, I'd fuck him. Hell, why don't I anyway?
You can always pretend you're
because,
a woman.
Because I have a knife, and even if you're really, really large, I'm certain I could cut through it.
And if not, you could take your
strokes.
Own life. And if not, you could do the right thing and cut your own head off. Throw it far away from your body to prevent any defecation.
Defecation.
You know, you're a homophobe. When you're going to get raped in prison and you cut your own head off and your flailing body throws it, you know, over the wall so that your head retains freedom. And if, of course, if you're a cult member, then it sprouts little fucking thing legs and runs away. And the guards go, are you shitting me? You're shitting me. Yes, yes. Genetic mutations here at Rant Radio.
So I hoped everyone paid attention and tuned in.
Oh, of course not.
If
of course
know.
Not. There's people right now going to be
tuning in at 9 p.m. We're going to go over a couple minutes over. I missed it.
We've
only been telling them for like 2 weeks.
Fuck, it's brutal. I mean,
3 weeks.
Two weeks.
I told you this before. With a human being, you could take a sign in neon, smack them in the face 5 times with it, show it to them, and they still wouldn't fucking get it.
Oh, yeah.
Human beings are the dumbest thing to ever grow legs, okay?
When you can't park here. What?
When you can't park here. You should send a mass email or ICQ like you did.
Yeah.
But rather than starting with your usual thing, which everybody just assumes they know what it says and then deletes it.
I did put something different.
No, but you should start it off with, hi, how you doing?
how you doing today?
Nuts. It's almost time for the What the Hell Show. And people go, oh, I know what that says. It says it's almost time for the What the Hell Show at 9 p.m.
Right. For the next couple of weeks, I'll make sure.
Delete.
Thank you. I'll be there at 9.
But you could do it like, well, obviously
I'll do it for next couple
right now
while.
Because you're busy. But after the show or whatever, you could send one out.
And, of course, make sure the subject header is I love you.
No, you
yes,
send
I love
out.
You. Please.
I said when I
virus.
Heard that.
Start off with, I bet you're pissed. And write a whole bunch of shit before it says anything about the What the Hell Show.
You know, about the I love you virus,
yes.
Why the fuck didn't he wait till like February?
Oh, I know.
And lob that at, like, during...
There's no marketing skills.
It was an accident.
No marketing skills.
You never meant to get it out. It was an accident. It was the thing that got loose on him.
Oh,
I'm sure
the virus is loose.
Until February, and completely fuck everything. But.
Oh, I mean, that would have been the that would have been amazing. That would have been devastation. That would have been a fucking Japanese monster.
It was already really, really bad. But if it went around in February and Valentine's Day, yes.
That would
everyone go, oh, I love you, oh, I love a thank you note or something, right?
The minute I heard it, it was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, my God, that would have been perfect.
When did it go around?
Yes, but you hate computers.
No, it's not that. I was just out for the destruction of humankind.
Yes, but... Okay, you hate computers and humankind.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So why are you on the what?
I read the rules. Yep, you violated rule number 4. Look at this.
The commandments. We have new commandments here at Rant Radio.
Do not talk in the studio without talking into a microphone. Rule number 3.
Why don't we read?
Why did number that code?
Why don't we read them? Why don't we read them?
So what the hell show just became
actually, let's Sean read them. Because
as if it wasn't before.
Because we can't talk during Sean Kennedy rant. So therefore, why don't you let Sean read them?
Why don't you
interview it?
I would interview Sean Kennedy doing a rant.
Sean, how do you feel about the first commandment of your own rules?
Okay. I'd have a Coke. Okay, it's like this. I'm not giving a fuck. Okay, it's just because we're having so many people show up in the studio, so people aren't allowed to talk during my rants because people are listening to the rant, and all of a sudden somebody goes, "Oh yeah, that reminds me," and they get mad.
And
so
breaks his concentration. It's very.
It's hard to be as angry as I am.
It is. So it's a challenge every
and
day.
And like, you know, everything's growing so nicely. I have to go like downtown and like wear geeky clothes for people to make fun of me, and then hit myself with a shovel and I get mad.
You need to have like a rant sign. Like, this is my rant sign. You know, nobody.
Rant happening. Blinking. Little red light in the room. Everything goes dark. It's just a red
rant
light.
Rant happening. Big
little spotlight comes down on us.
What they should have is you should have a mazer. That's what I want to do. I want to go to one of those you know, that where they have the audience and you have like all these bright lights on people and you just take one of those laser beams as far as electronic beam down the path and it just zaps
you. Point in your eye.
And you can like sit there and the stars all telling a funny story. And I'll just wait. We should have cult listeners every single weekend. They should show up at that fucking pinhead. What's that guy? Oh, the top 10 funny list. What's his?
Oh, David Letterman.
David Letterman. They should all hang out at the David Letterman show. There'll be one guy with his pen mazer. And David Letterman will eventually hear about Rant Radio. And he'll eventually hear about cult. And he'll do, like, the top 10 stupidest things about the internet. And we'll be waiting for it until he mentions cult in anything remotely funny. And then we'll hit him with the mazer. Like, right then and there, he'll just go like, and we'll have, like, the Deckers cut in. We find your lack of faith disturbing. And he'll, like, fall and begin writhing, and his heart will all fuck up. And that'll be it for David Letterman. And we'll all be like, yeah, we can get some funny people on TV. Woo!
Shut up.
He sucks so fucking
Letterman's
hard.
Letterman's the best.
Letterman fucking sucks dead goats for drug money from little kids.
He's hilarious.
Letterman is hilarious. He's funny.
I love Letterman.
Oh, my God, David Letterman. I just, oh, hey, bottle opener. Oh, I hate that guy.
Letterman used to be funny. Like 10 years ago, Letterman was funny. Now he bores fucking me. Okay, and I used to dig Johnny Carson, so that tells you how fucking boring my taste is.
Yeah, I mean, Letterman just
Anyway,
read the goddamn
Sheriff John Brunell should take over the fucking David Letterman show. Be more
without a head.
Without a head. How is he gonna do it without a head?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
We've taken that out of rotation. We don't know
do
what
not
that is.
Do not talk in the studio during Sean Kennedy's rants, during an interview, without talking into a microphone, within earshot of the studio, loudly during the breaks. People in the studio want to hear the promos. Nobody gives a fuck about these.
They don't give a fuck. That's why they're on paper.
Okay, well, that's it.
That's it.
We're not going to bore you with the rest of it.
So in an hour, we have this big, big, huge announcement thingy.
Yeah. Well, that was anticlimactic. Yeah, in an hour, we got, you know, Secret of the Universe being unveiled here on fucking...
So you better tune in or something.
Dun, dun, dun!
Let me help you with that, okay? Let me just...
Hype it up. You're the propaganda minister. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm the propaganda... Wait.
No, Hollywood, you ain't.
No, the truth is, we do have something to discuss that did happen to Rant Radio this week. This is...
Really?
This is freaking big, and no one in the studio even knows about it, which is really, really difficult because this was a major thing that me and Sumerian had to deal with this week.
Heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it was heart-wrenching, actually, especially for my sorry ass. It was very, very heart-wrenching.
Mine too.
But, yeah, so it's something that we had to deal with. And it
is Lieutenant Major Zombie dead?
Well, that was a side effect of it.
No,
but
this is very, very serious. This is not a joke. This is like a really serious thing. So we're going to talk about that, and it has to deal with Rant Radio walking the walk. That's the only thing that we can really say at this time.
Yep.
But
who do we have in the studio?
Well, we have an extra special guest.
Pretty exciting.
It's the What the Hell Show and a very special guest, Gargoyle Doc. Yay!
And so, say hello, Gargoyle Doc.
Hello, Gargoyle Doc.
Oh, hang on. Don't say hello.
Don't say hello.
Don't say hello. Omit that hello.
I like that hello. Struck from the record.
Okay. This is Gargoyle Doc. looking very much like Harry Flint from playing the judge on The People versus Harry Flint. No, that motion's denied. We don't allow those playboys. Okay.
That would, of course, be Larry Flint.
Harry Flint?
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint, The People versus Harry Flint?
Larry Flint.
I don't know, some fat fucking fecophile. Who cares? All right, then we got Ronan Medic.
Hello, once again.
The dark Ronan Medic, there in shadow.
The Darth Medic.
We're not used to filming here during the day. Then we have 200% sexy projectile vomit man. Well,
yeah, but it's just totally
good. Okay, that's good. Then we have...
Sorry, all I can manage is the dry heat.
Gargoyle Doc, which...
Say hello again.
Say hello again.
Say hello.
Thank you.
God. Then we have Structural Integrity Matt.
This is me. I just wanted to bring up the point that we all have these pseudonyms, but now you're showing our faces on the internet. So what the fuck is the point?
If people want to line up all of Canada to get a look at us and say, no.
You're under the assumption that we were hiding before?
Oh, yeah, I hope they come for us.
I'm not. I haven't killed more than two cops in my life. I'd like to actually get a bunch of them at a time.
Okay, then we have down from Pell River is Prophet Scribe.
we should digitize his voice.
You're also assuming they could even pick a bunch of fat internet geeks out of a lineup in Canada.
That's true.
Canada's more wired than the States anyway, and Western Canada, of course, is more wired than the rest of Canada. So
we're probably the most wired place on Earth.
It's a
hacker heaven.
We're based in Mexico.
Well, considering the...
Why? Considering it's your old pal, Uncle Jack, saying hi, and don't make me take my sunglasses off.
Or your shirt, that's me.
And we have...
Or Desmond Church.
Gordon Freeman, a.k.a. a.k.a. Drexel. You look so Gordon
Freeman.
That's so sexy.
I'm serious. It is. It is so fucking
You could go
sexy.
To the bar as Gordon Freeman. These chicks would be like, who are you? But I'm like all the guys would be like, I'd suck your dick. All these internet geeks. I want to get sucked off by internet geeks. Yes, it's the What the Hell Show.
Only
and then we have my fat face. I'll see if I can do the toad thing from fucking X-Men. Anyway, that's about it. So it's Sean.
And finally, our host, our God, our tiny little savior.
Our dark person looking very Blair Witch Project.
Looking at the screen.
come to daddy. Okay, there we go. Say it's Sumerian.
It's the whole Sesame Street thing.
Alrighty. So, and we got to go around the MIRC. Where? We have
too many people,
and Gloom Bunny.
Wow,
Gloom Bunny's back.
Gloom Bunny
just made a return appearance.
The breast assassin is back in the house.
She needs a plus. She is in the cult.
Nasty.
Oh yeah, she's fully in the cult.
Well, look at that. She gets a plus. Oh my goodness, too many people.
Okay, jeez. Who's all in the?
Brian from Geeknik.
Hello, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Cenobite Firefly, Decker Integrity.
She said it right.
Yes.
Yeah, we honor...
We sorted all that out. Sean beat the hell out of me. He made me say it 50 times.
And Integrity has moved us up to number 6 in the wireless application website. The
personally, by just dialing it that much himself, eh?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. The end justifies the means. We need to use digital manipulation for final solution, okay?
All right.
They allow it. It happens.
What does the counter say? What does the fucking counter say? That's all I
Pay the goddamn money.
Oh. Pay the fucking money.
Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Well, how many rings is that? Three? Two? Three. Okay. We can... Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who's this?
Mr. Dr. Pepper Delivery.
Yay! Our Dr. Pepper has come through. We ordered it a little while ago, and door to door, we know we set this thing up.
I don't know if anyone could see, but if you're watching on the webcam.
There's no webcam. Don't tease them.
There's no webcam? I am so fucking...
The computer has been fucked up for weeks. I really have to actually format the whole thing.
If somebody actually got a pair of balls and actually did some work around here. Fucking with you.
I'll drop the computer off at your house and you can deal with it. Okay, back it all up.
There's a bad
idea.
You're not running everything through the other computer? Like that did not work well? Or
It's a real big pain in the ass until I move... The broadcast server off-site is just not worth it. It's a big pain in the ass. The audio's bad.
And why are these technical descriptions just a joy for our audience, aren't they?
Well, they're probably listening.
There's
some hackers out there who are like, hacksaws.
I own you.
Hacksaw dude.
Oh, and we have a fridge.
Yes,
in the studios now.
We have the new
Brother Nilo.
Thank you, Bert.
You're very welcome.
Excellent.
As the shrine is open.
I'll take mine.
You want to share? We can get free.
Uh-oh. What's going on with the fridge there?
I was only joking.
Problems with the fridge.
Stuff the other one in there.
Get the other one in.
What are you doing?
Sean, some of it.
I would
something.
Never steal the Dr. Pepper of the people.
Never.
Of the people.
Because Dr. Pepper is red, after all.
Yes.
And white. A red can.
Red and white. Canadian.
Should I be singing Das Kapital right about now?
No, we should. Well, it's better than singing Das anything else. Das Boot.
And continuing on, we have Decker Pele, Decker Test Rider, DJ Intensity, Flesh Trippers, Paradox Forensics, Gargles, Ellis, Josh K, KGHI, Simplex Snake, Zebulon, Rastin Olikov, Hungan, Delirium, Nomads, Buck X, Half Elf, Kexler, Skitty, Prophets, Nixter, Broken, No Deal, Plutonium, Smokehouse, Solent Zero, Spidey Spider. Star Baby Zerstor, Ronin, Templar Knight, and people not in call, Flavor BC, Levity, Problem Child, Gloom Bunny is supposed to be in there, but I guess she exited and came back out. Problem Child and Zan Dad.
Where's the guy I like so much? The Poison Cheesy.
Poison Cheeto. Oh, maybe he didn't understand the time change. And so if anybody's not in there and you know you can get a hold of them, tell them the What the Hell Show is on right now. Yeah, not to miss it. Because it's on 3 hours earlier.
That's right.
People can get confused. We have a pretty good turnout.
We do have a pretty good turnout. It's getting bigger every minute.
Every second.
Oh, my God, they really did do that switch.
I didn't believe them, but they did actually do it.
Oh, my God, what does it mean?
Anything you ever hear at Rant Radio, you can trust.
Touch my tech.
Yeah, we tell nothing but truth.
Except for the shit we lie about.
Yeah, yes. Beware of that.
Ramp the channels through us into the microphone and out over the internet to your ears.
So the first outside cult member... is visiting our studios now.
Yes, he's one of many.
Tell us
your tales of travel.
How did you get here? Where did you come from?
Came on a big fucking plane from Illinois.
Yeah, straight into the microphone. There you go.
And
Yo.
I have some happy things to tell you about the friendly Canadian customs officials with the rubber gloves. Oh, my God.
Tasty.
Isn't that fun?
No.
Did you ask like that?
If you ask for the special rib gloves, it becomes a lot more enjoyable.
Can you pass the popcorn down?
He should explain both the shirt he's wearing and the shirt he was wearing when he went through customs.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper as well, please?
What is the shirt you were wearing when going through customs?
The shirt I was wearing through customs was a 2600 blue box hacker shirt.
Great.
Had the diagrams to make a blue box.
Uh-huh.
And I got a couple Eiffels through airport security, but no big deal. But when I got to customs, he was eyeballing it, and he's like, "So, what is your business in Canada?"
Hacking.
I'm visiting my drug dealer cousin.
I don't have anything on me right now, but...
Well, I was trying to get some, and I figured Canada's the place.
But, like, so I tell him where I'm going, and he's like, "So, how do you plan to get there?" Bus, is that okay? And I was not prepared for any of these extra questions. I just thought I'd say, you know, well,
where are you going? Where are you from? Blah blah.
Should have said, I'm an American. I can go wherever I please. How dare you question me, you fuzzy little Eskimo peon? They love that.
So make me get my gun.
We'll fucking invade here in about 25 minutes. We'll fucking put all your asses in jail. We can do it too.
Oh, hell, we've got more than that. Just my cousin's
best friend with president.
Yeah, so.
All he would have needed to have said was just two words, Texada Gold, and he would have had an extra special stay while he was at customs.
Oh, yeah.
Prophet Spidey knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so. Oh, did Prophet Spidey get the extra special stay?
No. But Texada Gold
is, of course,
referring to Texada Island, which is, of course, where basically the best pot in the world is grown. BC has the best pot in the world, and Powell River has the best pot in BC, and Texada has the best pot in
Powell
River.
Where is Texada in Powell River?
Texada Island, 16 clicks off the coast of Powell River.
How big is it?
Pretty damn big. In relation to Vancouver Island, it's a pin.
Is it cheap to buy land there or no?
Yes. Yes.
So the like radio plan so to expand.
You want to be very, very careful. Okay, there are like 1,200 people that live on Texada Island, and they all marry within the community. This is not a lie, not an exaggeration. The gene pool is slowly shrinking, and people you talk to in Powell River say people on Texada are fucked up.
They all look the same,
huh? People in Powell River are kind of fucked up, too.
Hey, we got BC Ferries to thank for that. We got nowhere to go and no way to get there, so.
But Texada Island's like kind of goaler sort of thing going
on
there?
Well, Texada Island is basically a huge island that had a huge copper mine and some other mining and forestry on there. But it was basically the first area settled, one of the first areas settled on the West Coast. They had one of the first movie theaters in Canada on
really?
This island. It's an old community, like 1800s old, okay?
So like,
been around a while. There are some dark, dark secrets that no one wants to know about.
So like, if the pot's so popular up there, maybe I shouldn't have told the customs guy I'm going up to Powell River.
Well, trust me, you probably
got marked. Texada Island!
You probably got marked in the kid. There's the regular book, and there's the people going to Powell River book, and your name got marked down in that.
So expect for some special treatment when you come home.
Mm. there's an extra big jug of Vaseline on the counter when you go back down. You know what's
my suggestion? Go home a different way. Maybe on the way home, maybe to the customs office, you know, I'll stick my finger in my eyes so like my eyes are all red and puffy. And like, you know, maybe like, I don't know, try to get a runny nose or something on the way down.
I guess if you're into that sort of thing, you know, you get it where you can. You might want to make a habit of leaving little packets up your ass if you're, you know, into that sort of thing.
Well, that'd be awesome to have a small packet of flour and shove it up your ass just to go through customs and get searched.
Aha! It's just flour!
It's flour!
Tricked you!
You oregano! Fuck all me! It's my flour!
Well, Sean.
Is flour illegal?
Is flour illegal?
No!
Is putting flour up my ass illegal?
No!
Why did you flour up your ass? It is my understanding you can no longer ask me these questions.
Sean, do you remember when I was living in Cloverdale? One of my neighbors, because of my friends coming and going at all hours of the night...
Oh, this was holy.
...decided that I was dealing drugs.
Absolutely.
Of
so
course.
The police
of course.
Rented an
Too many friends.
Rented an apartment across the street...
Why couldn't they just ask?
...set up a goddamn observation post.
And, of course, we had friends who had friends who told us
about this.
That were being watched.
And so at that point, that's when we gave them something to watch. We were rolling up our friends in rugs, bringing them out of the house, putting them in the trunk of the car.
We carried out a bag of flour that we had broken up into small Ziploc bags.
Like fucking a kilo each. Like, wow, they're taking a whole lot of gas, $40 or $50 million worth of blow.
Shitty house.
Cloverdale.
We then sent them pizza.
Yeah.
We paid for it and everything.
Really?
Yes.
Did they keep it? Did you watch? Or?
Yes, they did, and they closed up shop and never spoke to it again. We didn't hear a fucking thing about it. They realized
that
not only were they blown, but they were wrong.
Yeah.
This is...
Uh-oh.
Who the hell's that?
We'll see how many rings it is. It's two. It's a listener. Should we let him in? I think.
Yeah, let him in.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Prophet Spidey.
Hey,
Spidey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
I just wanted to add to the little Texada issue there.
Sure.
Sean may be interested, you know, if he does want to relocate, you know, if he's forced to. There's a really nice, I think it's 95 acres on Texada. It's up on,
Up on shit.
there's this mountain. I can't think of the mountain name.
Shit mountain.
There's a small lake there as well, and actually there are caves in the lake. So
how much?
Let's put it this way: so you could like have like the best hideout.
How
on
much?
Tex8, and no one would ever know. And you know, everyone on Tex8 is so ripped all the time.
How much?
I believe it was 700 grand or 600.
Or $50 American.
Yeah, exactly.
So if everyone contributes a dollar.
No, man. You don't have to do that. I'll be a Canadian.
No, actually,
on their ass and, you know, the...
All we have to do
they
is...
They just put in 50 cents and we're set.
All we have to do is to show up with a bag of Twinkies when the owner's
right,
like
yeah,
ripped.
We'll show them
and
around.
We'll trade them.
All they have to do is pay, you know,
all we have to do
going, the going rates. It's all good.
What I that's pretty cool actually. You should see if you can send me a URL.
I will actually. Well, I don't know if but you know, Tex8 people have access to the internet.
whoa now that's a must. We have to have access.
There's
to
always
that.
Satellite.
No, I mean them because you know their money kind of goes other places.
Oh,
priority.
I'm sure it has access, but you know.
Okay.
Anywho. Just thought you might like to know that. You can put that on your little list of things to do along with, you know, buying missile silos and whatnot.
Exactly.
Yes, we should talk about that this future. Thanks, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
I have a question. Do you really want to set up shop on an island that already has a whole lot of suspicion pointed at it and perhaps cameras and surveillance?
Absolutely.
If you move in next to a Hell's Angel house, it's a very quiet neighborhood.
It's very safe, actually.
Yeah, but that's because Hell's quiet. Angels... are big and bad and nasty.
All right.
But is Tex8 full of Hell's Angels? Or are they just...
Where do they sell the pot?
Uh-huh. I am unaware of where they sell the pot.
You don't know. So if all the Hell's Angels who are making their money from Tex8 gold suddenly have their supplies say, stop... Who do you suppose... I mean, they're probably really nice. Hey! But I'm sure they got a really large friend who wears a lot of leather. He goes, you know, these guys have been fucking with me, man, and I haven't been able to produce. Oh... And then things stop. And then that's it.
What guys?
The Hell's Angel guys.
But what guys are fucking with them?
I don't know. Whatever guys would be fucking them in a bad situation. Sure.
Well, let's put it this way. The Hell's Angels managed to get the federal government to shut down the port police just before they were about to make a fucking arrest.
Quit breathing into the mic.
Okay.
Somebody's saying something needs to be done about the Hell's Angels.
Stalking our listeners.
You don't want to know about my opinion about organized crime. I cannot. I go insane.
Don't kid yourself, Dak. It's not that organized.
Gargle Doc has first hand experience with organized crime. He works for corporate America.
Ah.
My secret's out.
Who do you work for? Rubbermaid. Thank you.
Explain the hat.
How did I throw my voice into that dummy?
That's amazing.
Else does.
Sound like Sean, too. That wasn't that funny.
Wow, you're going to look awful funny with my fucking head shoved up your ass. Okay.
What else we got here? We got a rant sent in by Gargoyle Zebulon.
Zebulon?
Yeah, just send it to me today.
She?
He?
It? Who?
How? It?
Play it!
Them? Now? No.
Play it and play that other little fucking music thing.
Yeah, let's just throw everything on right now and...
Oh, well, fuck.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's do that.
I guess he's got the...
And now you have to stall
man with
for time.
Plan. Oh, right. Because... Because
you told me to
I'm going to sing a
throw
song.
It on.
And my song is called Sumerian.
Sing it loud.
Sumerian is disorganized, but we love
God.
Him.
Anyway.
Wait.
No. The song has to stop.
Radio.
Sumerian is disorganized?
Yeah, and we all know, but we love him because he's the guy who runs Rant Radio.
No. Sorry. I'm still haven't gotten over the first statement, which is Sumerian is disorganized.
I'm
where
not disorganized.
Where did that come from? Sumerian is not disorganized.
Very organized.
Well, that's why it's a joke.
In comparison to you,
well, you know, I don't like
that's very
jokes.
Ironic.
Sometimes jokes are offensive. Well, you want to talk to my friend like that, and I might have to take you outside and deal with you.
I saw it on the internet on a website.
Oh, it must be true.
I take it back.
It must be true. It must be true.
So, queued up now, we have...
That was an excellent interlude.
Very, very good. It wasted that time I needed. to get these queued up.
So what you're saying is we're very good at wasting time here on
Rant
Radio.
We waste 2 or 3 hours a week.
Of your life.
Of your life.
Cumulatively, we probably waste years every Sunday.
Yep, add it up. You'll see.
Hours of listeners have hours and hours of their life, which are sucked into the
It seems like years, doesn't it?
I've wasted my life.
Oh, God.
I've wasted my life.
Okay, so...
Gargoyles, Abulon. And we've got a song.
This is pretty... Of course, I think
it's
cool
a band called
like dedicated to me. But
it's a band called Thick Liquid, and I'm going to post
that song.
Yes,
oh,
that song.
I meant the other song that the guy did.
Oh, that song. We'll play that song later.
Okay.
This is a band called Thick Liquid, and the song is called Napster of Puppets.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
post
good.
I'm hard.
This is porn.
It's
this
really
is
good.
Multiple layers of.
And I'm going to post the lyrics on the IRC.
Okay.
The link to the lyrics, and I'm going to post the lyrics. So people can follow along. If you want to go on the IRC, it's in the Other Side network.
Go
to the other side in the Rant Radio channel. So if you're listening, you're not there, you're missing out half the show. Talk to the people who are listening to this show. So you're listening to Rant Radio, and here is Zebulon on...
Rant Radio.
On Ozfest. He's ranting about Ozfest.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right, this is Gargoyle Zebulon coming to you. I've been to Ozfest 97, 98, 99, and now 2000. And it's a gathering of people. You know, we all listen to mellow music. We hang out. We have a good time. We party. This year was a ripoff. First of all, we paid $50 a ticket. Now, $50 a ticket ain't that bad. You consider the fact when you camp, you got to pay another $50 and $15 for a car. So just to see a goddamn show, I was out $110. After jamming us in the shitty little campsite, you decide to party Friday night. It seems all right. Security comes up and just grabs us. Dude's beer bottle. He says, you can't have it in the park. The guy says, I'll put it away. Security guard says, no, takes it and smashes it. Go to the show the next day. You know, it's kicking. I listen to some really hardcore-ass bands. You got Pantera, you got Oz. And after the show, we've all been listening to metal music. It's been 12 hours. We're pumped. We've been screaming. We've been mosh-pitting. We go back to the campsite hoping to have a good time. We start to party, you know. People start to gather here and there, and it seems like it's all okay. Well, security's roaming. Tons of them. And their red shirts on ATVs, sprees and shit. They're just ready to beat some people down. They're pissed off and angry. You have a crowd of people who are just slamming. Dancing to Pantera and you expect them to go to bed. So we start partying, right? And me and my buddy decide to grab some beers and head down the hill. We go down there, two guys sitting on the drum, padded away, people dancing and hanging out and drinking beer, not being loud, just chilling. All of a sudden, the security comes up. You know, they walk in and they say, you gotta shut that down. So they stop playing the drum. We think that's all fine and dandy. We're like, all right, we're gonna move it up the top of the hill where they have a pavilion, you know, where we won't bother anyone, like anyone's fucking sleeping the night after Ozfest. Go up there and they start banging on their drums and people gather and it seems like the security isn't gonna fuck with us. The guy hauls an empty keg over, starts banging on that with some wrenches. We were jamming, man. It was a blast. People were dancing. All of a sudden, here comes security. Coming on their ATVs, the fat little fuckers waddle on over and, you know, say, you gotta shut that down, you know. As the security's walking off, the guy, little guy, you know, with long hair, he takes his wrenches and bangs on his keg, pumping him, pumping him, pumping him, pumping him, like a final farewell to the audience. He grabs his keg. He's walking away, you know, with a smile on his face, heading back to his campsite. One security guy runs up full swing and punches him in the head. The guy falls right on his ass. The security guard proceeds to beat the shit out of this guy while the rest of security tries to keep us from gathering around to stop him. The rest of security's in our face like, you want to be beaten up too? You want to be punched? And the two guys who actually were walking in to try to stop this shit, security wouldn't restrain them. And there's more security than there was us. They must have had 20-some security guards. Of course, they can afford that, being that they're raping us on the charges. They even charge a quarter to take a goddamn shower. The whole crowd are yelling, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Pretty soon, here come the cops, and they arrest them. And I'm trying to signal the cops, because I know security guards are not going to let me talk to the cops. One guy with a camera tried to take a picture, and the security took the camera away. So I told the cop, you know, this is bullshit. That guy over there fucking punched him. He's like, yeah, well, you should just go back to your tent and avoid messing with security. Now, see what the problem is? Boatwright Park, this really large park in Wisconsin, pretty much owns the goddamn town. You know, they bring in the tourists, so the police are afraid to, you know, screw with them. So I knew nothing was going to happen. We're pissed off. We start heading down the hill. We hear some people yelling and hollering. It seems cool. We start partying with them. We decide we're going to take a walk around, try to wake people up and hang out and party. We're walking along. We must have gathered 200 people. 200 freaking people are following us in this parade, yelling, wake up, party! And here comes security with the cops right behind them. They instantly stop it. You know, we sat down. We're like, what the hell? Cops walk into the front. They start giving breathalyzers to underage girls. They arrested two girls who were just walking, not yelling, just walking because they were drunk and underage. at a fucking park the night after Ozfest. Now, this shit pisses me off, because I went to the show. The guy on the stage is yelling, smoke pot, drink beer. People in the audience are afraid to light up because the goddamn sheriffs are there walking around putting handcuffs on anybody who does. Now, I ain't saying there isn't a place for security. I mean, things need to be run smoothly. But when fucking the security acts like pit bulls lashing out at anybody walking by, someone's going to end up having a gun, and that's when the shit's going to hit the fan. This is Gargoyle Zebulon.
Napster bad!
Liquid.com.
They have like five W's there.
www.com.org.
So that's an hilarious song. If you can read the lyrics, I mean, it's kind of hard to understand.
No, if you listen to heavy metal on a regular basis, you pick it up no problem.
It's like bikers talking to each other on the road. All you can hear is the bike, unless you're a biker.
You're not tuned into
the right frequencies of the voices.
I think we should discuss what Zebulon was talking about.
Security guards. I think Dak has a little insight on security guards.
No, that's not security. That's what they're doing. That's not security.
No, I've done security. I've done security where I've basically gone out and been an asshole and thumped somebody because, well, fuck, they deserved it. But I'll tell you, no, right there and then is they are just so fucking scared because they have a large group of kids that they're going to get out of hand that they're trying to fall on anybody who even fucking breathes. But the thing is, this type of police state fucking mentality is showing up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Vancouver. We have been voted by the Canadian Tourism Board the most boring place in Canada now because of the way we treat people at events.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there an event recently that they didn't let anybody even go to or see? Wasn't it the fireworks or something?
No, it wasn't the fireworks.
It was New Year's.
New Year's. Yeah. They shut down New Year's. They tried to stop after they had.
They shut down downtown Vancouver.
Yes. Yeah, so nobody had fun. Nobody saw the fireworks. And then they flashed us on the TV for like 1 second. Oh, that was Vancouver. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. That in particular, though, that was smart. Okay, there. Here's this scare for how many years that, oh, at
what?
The year 2000, we're going to have this big bug. It's going to fuck everybody up. We're all saying, oh, yeah, it sucked. They shut it down, blah, 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 blah. They were doing it for good reasons, okay? They do lots of stupid things for stupid reasons. But just
their
that,
intentions
they did
right,
this. But. Yeah, but they did it for a really good reason, okay?
Correct.
Because they had every reason to expect that shit was going to happen when all the computers crashed, blah, blah,
Drex,
blah, right?
Drex, I'm sorry, but I'm going to steal a quote here. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Okay, but you're misusing the quote, okay?
No, no, I'm not. I don't think so. I think,
right.
I think
so when you see a woman being raped and you go up and beat the guy to death, you have good intentions,
yeah,
right?
And he's going to hell.
Yeah, no. That's because I see a guy raping a woman or trying to, and I beat the hell out of him. However, if I see a guy and I beat him up because he might rape a woman, that's when we get the type of mentality. That
you look like a rapist.
Wham! You know,
okay,
like,
well,
oh my
Jack,
God, you've
Jack,
got a dick.
It's
wham!
Very easy, Jack. You know what you'd be saying if they didn't shut it down? There was some shit did happen and the city burnt down. You'd be like, fuck, they should have known this was going to happen. They could have done something about it. What are we paying these people for? What were they thinking? We've been warned for years about this shit. Nobody's trying to do anything. No one's preparing for it. Oh, my God. And be crying.
Oh, my God. Actually, if you recover.
You guys would all be bitching about what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, that is the fine line
have.
Police have to walk.
Have to walk. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's an easy job, but I'm saying that this city.
I don't think Dak would have been saying that.
Yeah, actually, matter of fact.
I think it would have been like, yeah.
But everybody else would be.
I think Dak would be wandering through the burned out city. Dak would be wandering through the burned out city looking like the big Germanic nomad from the beginning of Gladiator going,
It's one thing for the RCMP on horseback to be walking around downtown telling people to get the hell away. It's another for a battalion of security on ATVs. What kind of security has ATVs? Who's financing that?
American security.
What ATVs?
But I'm not talking about that.
I'm talking about...
No, but it's the same thing. I'm saying
it's great to say that Vancouver's boring if there's some other reason, but I don't think it's fair to use the Y2K...
Well, it's not.
I think that was a valid.
All right.
Excuse. I wouldn't have done it, but I think that they. No. It was a really.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
There was a reason for them to.
We're
going to
take
that.
A call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
How did I know?
People.
What? Say that again?
You know those people with like security people?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my friends were at Yeah, we call it the mall, Apple Blossom Mall in Winchester.
That's them large buildings with many stores in them.
No, all these little malls, you know, everything. We're just cruising around, you know, just like, where's our skateboards and a bottle of this, you call it,
Loitering?
No. It's like, you light stuff up and it makes, like, this.
Pyromania.
And stuff, yeah.
You were wandering around the mall burning stuff.
Yeah, we just lit a couple of them up and just, like, smelled the incense, and these security officers just came over here and, like, told us, like, put it out. You're going to do something to that. We're like, what the heck? It's just like...
That's because... Zombie?
It's not hurting no one.
Zombie?
And so we put it out, and we started walking around, and they were following us all over the place, and they're telling us to leave and everything.
Zombie?
Those white guys are getting all pissy at us, like... Hell,
that's bullshit, Zombie. You should be allowed to play burn fucking incense everywhere.
I know.
Next time that happens, man, you should spark up a big fat fucking bundle of incense and start chanting, you know? And then if they give you any shit, you should, like, sit on your skateboard and just fucking chant and burn incense, man.
Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no! I want to burn my incense in front of fucking JCPenney, and this is America, where my grandfather died for my right to burn incense in front of major corporate malls.
They were, like, saying that we can't, like, sit on the side of the road because they're saying, oh, we're going to get hurt, get ran over or something. Like, so, I want to die.
That's right. If I want to get hit by a truck, it's my goddamn right to stand here like some fucking
Zombie,
thump and get smoked.
Zombie, the next time you go to the mall, bring a can of gas, and if they fuck with you, you pour that on your head and you set yourself on fire. That'll fucking show them.
Get downright Buddhist about this, man. That way you've got your incense.
Yeah, incense kick ass.
Incense does kick ass.
Okay, baby, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. That was Lieutenant Major Zombie, our mascot.
I thought you said you were doing good work with him.
Wait,
are you talking about?
I think he's gone into repression.
You know, if everyone would dump gasoline over their head and light themselves on fire, we could set up a light that would light the world.
and then you could
see it from space.
You could share the flame. Do you imagine what the security guards would do then? You can't do that. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
You, like, run out of the security guard and be like, fuck this. It's not worth $8 an hour. Get the fuck out of here.
One thing I want to know is what the hell kind of incense is he smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I want some of that stuff.
Zombies all good.
Zombies all good.
Zombie is all good.
I'm glad I took that call.
There's an innate amount of wisdom which happens with zombie. Getting back to Zebulon. Okay, Zebulon, I'm hearing what you said there at that concert, and
that was fucked up. That's a very different story from the
Lieutenant. I don't want to get on a tangent back into Vancouver and shit, but I want to stay focused.
But no, what we're talking about with that type of shit, seriously, what people need to do is they need to know how to riot properly. That sounds like a joke. That sounds like a joke, but I'm serious.
I don't think that was a principle
when I'm talking, when people go that far, when the police state goes that far, you need to know how to attack a line.
Yeah.
I'm serious. There is a way that a mob can attack a line that will take them fucking apart.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm serious. I swear to God.
More after this next caller.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Is he still phoning? Oh, there we go. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Gargoyle Zebulon!
That's fucking brutal shit, man. That shit with Ozfest. And you probably, like, were just giving it hard and fast. There's probably lots of stuff that happened you never said anything about.
Say that again?
There's probably lots of stuff that happened that you never said anything about, eh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fucking bullshit. And it's like, nothing we could do. There was, like, one security guard. He must have been about 7 foot tall, 400 pounds. Big mofo.
Okay, let's get this
perfect. He's the one who was, like, just beating the shit out of everybody. And I'm talking not about your typical metalheads with spikes coming out their eyeballs. I'm talking about these pacifistic kind that are just banging on bongos.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Where was this in the world? Like, where in America was this?
Somerset, Wisconsin.
Somerset. Yeah. This was at the Somerset concert. We had some other. You were going to hand out some flyers, I think. Did you talk to me about that?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, it's another guy. Somebody else was going to be down there handing out flyers and stuff like that too. But that's some really intense shit. Now, was this park like a forest kind of park, or was this like kind of an open field kind of a park?
A little of both. More forestry. It had lots of paths that went through it, and there's trees in between.
And they had, like, just monster truckloads of security, eh?
Yeah, all in red shirts and driving around on these expensive new ATVs.
Well, you know, if they're wearing red shirts, you know what that makes them? Red shirts. Targets. Treat them like it.
So, it's a shame, you know. Are they going to do Ozfest there next year?
I certainly hope not.
Well, if they do, you know, you must make sure that you don't do anything wrong when you go there. Like, you must not bring any, like, nails and pieces of wood and stuff to, like, that would be used for, like, damaging tires.
Throw behind you while they're chasing you?
Yeah.
Of course I wouldn't.
Right. You'd never want to buy any Bear Guard, you know, the fog spray, the calcium
spray. You wouldn't want to bring a gas mask with you for when the police have to deploy tear gas.
No, none of that. No, you have to respond in a responsible manner, you know.
Well, the bullshit was, when the police finally showed up, remember I talked about the guy getting punched?
Oh, yeah.
That big fucker was standing on top of the guy, you know, the long-haired small guy who was banging on the freaking beer thing, and the big motherfucking security guy kept telling him, don't talk, you're not allowed to talk to the cop, and the cop was trying to find out what's going on. The security guy was still sitting there harassing this kid, you know, he was wailing on him while he was on the concrete. It was just so wrong.
Nothing like suppressing the First Amendment.
Well, you see, my point is, didn't that kid have a pair of wrenches?
Yeah,
and 7,000 security guards who would have, like, absolutely fucking killed him. Like, as it was, that kid probably went to the hospital, eh?
I wouldn't be surprised. He looked like he was bleeding.
I just have a different attitude because, you see, I'm not afraid to die. I just want to take someone with me.
Well, yes, but you've also got the size to go in there, you know. How old are you, Zebulon?
I'm 22.
You're 22. So, I mean, that is some heinous bullshit, and it's something that we're going to see a lot more of at these so-called entertainment events.
Remember, they only want your money. They don't give a fucking shit about you. They don't want you to make a fucking noise. They want you to just take your fucking money, take your fucking...
And not show up after you buy the ticket.
...product thing, and then just fucking go home.
Yeah, that's...
People who own the campgrounds are the same people who own the concert area, so they give a huge discount for bands to come in there, because they know they can just rape all the people wanting to see it on prices.
That's right.
That's right.
We need bands to start supporting illegal functions. No, I'm serious.
I think we need something to go with that where
See,
we can make
the
some...
thing is, what you need to... You have two choices there. You can either, as Dak said, riot and kick the shit out of them, or do nothing and sue their asses later.
Well, I handed my friend my car keys saying, I think I'm going to be arrested tonight.
Did you get arrested?
No. Got close. Had three security guards in my face.
Did you, you didn't hurt anybody, did you?
No, I'm not a violent person.
At all?
Well, unless provoked properly.
Was anyone being proper there?
Being proper? No.
I see.
We're going to let you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the rant. That totally kicks ass. We're probably going to throw that in rotation. That's very cool.
All right, what the hell?
Very cool. If anyone else wants to send in rants about stuff that's happened to them or just things they're pissed off about, just ICQ me, 51-5558, and I'll tell you where to upload them when you're done. Just upload them to the FTP site. FTP.rantradio.com, if you know that. If you don't know that, I can set you up on the ICQ.
Yeah.
So that was very cool. Thank you for that rant. Calls. Should we take another call?
Yeah, next time, actually, another good point that Structural Integrity Man just brought up was videotape is a powerful thing.
Oh, it's hugely
powerful.
Don't
let them see the fucking camera because
they want it gone.
They want it gone.
Because they're doing bad things, obviously.
They know they're fucking violating everybody's rights.
Let's take this
Film
call.
Film everything.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Youth Zero.
Youth? Oh, Youth Zero. Yay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, we're just doing a little show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went to go see Lords of Acid in Panama City this weekend.
Oh, right on. That's a good band.
Dude, I fucking ordered the tickets online, so we show up, and they have no idea that you could do this. So I had to sit there with my printout receipt while all the fucking staff guys are all, like, calling a company to verify shit.
People who are behind the times.
Yeah, like, if you're in the fucking industry, you should know how you're selling your wares. Anyway.
So, like, 45 minutes go by. By the time we get in, fucking PragerCon's halfway through a set.
Oh,
for like
you know what you should do?
Minutes,
you
dude,
should.
And there's all these damn little white trash club kids, motherfucking glow sticks and shit. And we're on there like vinyl pants on. It's fucking, I have like green hair. Everybody's looking at us, and I'm just like, this sucks.
See, that's why cult needs people like you, man, and to bring the culture back rather than stop it from being infected by all these little fucking wannabes.
Youth Zero?
We bust up in there, and my friend Milena goes and gets some drinks, and she gets two shots, and she comes to our table, she sits down, she takes one shot, she gets up, she goes to the bathroom, she comes back right back, and she sits down, and fucking some big-ass security guy comes up, checks her ID, she's 22, I'm 19, so... He checks my ID, and he's like, get up. So we get up. He takes the drink. He throws it in the garbage can. We're there for fucking 10 minutes. And he takes us to the door, and he kicks us the fuck out after marking our fucking hands up with motherfucking, like, latex shit that you can't wash off. 10 minutes. We got kicked out because he said that she was contributing to the delinquency of a fucking minor. I did not even touch the fucking drink.
They were selling drinks there?
Yeah, Lord's Mass is a club of Vila. Some fucking bullshit-ass rave rat club where all these fucking little bitches go in there with, like, Gadzook shirts on, wave glow sticks around in the same direction to look cool.
Wow.
That's great.
That's,
Drive for 4 hours to fucking Club of Vila in Panama City Beach, Florida.
You know what you shouldn't do?
Get kicked out within 10 minutes. And
you shouldn't get yourself a can of gas. You shouldn't get a Very pistol. You shouldn't go back there, and you shouldn't burn the place to the fucking ground.
Absolutely not.
So they were selling drinks in a place where they're letting in minors?
Yeah, I don't fucking get it. I mean, I didn't even touch it. They were fucking with us because we weren't like their typical clientele. I don't know. It's like they're all decked out and shit, and they fucking...
Oh, no, you stood out. Fucking... Oh. Pound on the ones who stand out, fucking pointy nails sticking up.
I think they did that to make an excuse to kick anyone they wanted out.
That's right, absolutely.
It should be one way or the other. No drinks or all overage.
That's right. Now, what's your, you're down in Florida there yourself, right?
Actually, I live in, like, Alabama, so we're, like, 4 hours away from the panhandle.
So you went there for 10 minutes.
10 fucking minutes, dude, and got kicked out.
8 hours worth of travel time for 10 minutes worth of shitty show with a bunch of fucking lamers.
Don't you have a knife?
Holy cow, man. That's. I mean, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to shit like that. I listen to shit like that, and I'm like, fuck, man. Fuck. You know, that's when... You know, I wish I could make one of those commercials where you have people in shit and there's, like, the ghost of Sean Kennedy, like, shows up out of the fucking wall and I just, like, go absolutely hawk with a shovel. Because that's fucking so wrong. No, I'm afraid you're going to have to leave. No, I'm afraid you're going to have to fuck right off. I think you're going to have to get off my planet now. Guess we...
Hey, next door, like, across the street, there's a club called Spittaker. So we're like, okay, we're going to go fucking do something. So we go... And it's another fucking bar just like that one. It's like a clover. Instead, it's all G-Dog fucking Wigger Kid.
Right.
We walk up in there. My friend Lance got like a chainmail fucking shirt on, like a chainmail bikini, and I'm all looking like motherfucking Billy Idol and shit. All of a sudden, walk in. What the fuck is that, man? And I'm just like, oh, no, this is going to be fucking bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, it was fucking... I mean, we just got fucked with the whole time.
Are we, like, the only people on the planet who don't give a shit what the fucking clique you're in is?
No. As a matter of fact,
I care. They're all back in high school, huh?
Some people do care. What you need there is a little bit of flesh for fantasy. is what you need there. Yeah. What we're going to eventually wind up doing is we have to stop this entire... We have to stop the insanity, okay? Because this is...
Tell us, Miss Powders, how do we do that?
That's fucking rank. What we got to do... I don't believe you're in cult right now, are you? Is this your first time tuning into Rant Radio?
Yeah, it sure is. My friend listens all the time. I came here tonight and...
You should email join@thecult.org because we're actually... I totally hear you. And I'm sure that about every other listener has a similar story about how they got fucked over just for trying to express themselves in a club, in school, in public. They're not hurting anybody. It's my hair. I should be able to dye it. It's my body. I should be able to pierce it. It's my mouth. I should be able to say what the fuck I want. But they don't let you do that. Why? Because they're trying to repress the youth. And that's exactly the entire point. After the age of 21, we'll sue you. Before the age of 21, you've got no rights. And that's... absolutely no good, and it's absolutely a fucking lie, and it's you're being robbed and you're being smacked down, and that is the purpose of cult, is to bring about the counterculture into an organized fashion so that we can put an end to that kind of shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I gotta let you guys go. My like battery in my phone's dying, so,
alright, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent.
All right.
That's bullshit. And you know, there's about a billion of those stories. Who's that?
Gargoyle Mr. Echo wants me to say his name on the air. Gargoyle Mr. Echo. Because his friends are listening.
Oh.
And we're big stars, you know. So.
And we are. We're all big stars. And he's going to get to be a big star, too, because Mr. Echo's actually coming down next weekend.
Yep. Dune?
Yes. Dude.
You know, I think I should...
flying in on Sunday.
I think this kind of leads into my bus story, my loser cruiser story.
Yes. Go for that one.
Yes.
Yes. As you know, your Uncle Dak rides on the bus all the time. Your Uncle Dak has to take the loser cruiser because he can't drive. They won't let him.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, considering there are people that are blind that have less vision than I do, I still wonder why the fuck they won't give me a license. But that's besides the point. So, I get on the bus. I have the most ugliest fucking changeover in the world. I'm going to be able to go home and get 4 hours sleep before I have to get back on the bus and go back to work. So I'm trying to grab some sleep on transit while I fucking can. So I put my head up against the window in the back of the bus, and it's fucking really crowded. And I got to take the long bus. This is going to be a 45-minute ride because I've missed my express. So I'm not happy. So I put my head down on the window, and what sits down next to me but... Now, I'm going to be generous here. I believe he was probably a little mildly retarded because, no, the way he spoke, the way he looked, the way he acted, I'm pretty sure he was mildly retarded. I have no problem.
He was down with the syndrome.
As I've said before, your Uncle Dak has no problem with helmet heads.
You better watch out or the insects will get you.
Yes. Right. So this kid from Whitney High starts trying to carry on a conversation with me, which is not really a problem.
Hello. Is this your first time on the bus? This is my 54th time on the bus today.
Right? You know, so no, it wasn't quite that. He just asked me some question, and I made the mistake of actually raising my head and going, uh-huh, before putting my head back and trying to go to sleep.
You acknowledged him.
Yeah, I acknowledged he was alive. This was a mistake.
He's your friend for life now.
So he starts carrying on a conversation with me. He's like, and I'm like, finally, I'm like, look, I'm really sorry. I know it sounds rude, but I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm only going to be able to get about 4 hours sleep today, so please, I'm just trying to get some sleep here. A couple minutes later, why are you only going to get 4 hours sleep? Now, I should have just ignored him, but no, I decided to answer. Because of my job, I just got off work, and I have to go back to work at 4 o'clock.
And what is your job?
I work as a security guard.
Oh.
So.
What do you do?
Yeah, this is basically how it was. So, anyhow, finally, no, this is the line I just love. So, I put my head back down, and he says some things, and I ignore him, and I keep trying to ignore him. And finally, I get the fingers in the side. Poke, 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 poke. Well, why do you work those hours? Because that's my job, okay? And I put my head back down. Poke, 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 poke. Why don't you get a day job?
Wow. The mouth's amazing.
So I'm like, look, I just need to get some sleep. Can you please leave
Jack,
me alone?
Jack, please don't tell me you beat the shit out of me.
No, I did not. I did not.
There's no way you're going to be able to make that cool, man.
No, I did not. I didn't touch him. Finally, I lose my...
Well, I'm this fucking retarded kid. He's all drooling and shit. And I'm like, hey, I'm sleeping here. And he's all crying. No, I'm kicking him in the balls. And
no
stuff.
One was actually harmed.
His fat
during
little
the
lips are all fucking quivering. You know?
No. Truly, we're harmed in this story.
Fucking guy's just trying to talk. He's probably pathological. He'll never get fucked as long as he lives. I mean,
So finally I say, look, can you just leave me the hell alone?
Yeah.
And this teeny bopper, little teenage twit says, hey, you can't talk to him that way. I'm like, ma'am, it's none of your fucking business. I'm just trying to be left alone here. So I put my head down, and then she's, yeah, but can't you see he just wants to talk to you? And I'm like, hey, do I have to kill everybody in the back of the bus here to be left alone? At this point, some muscle-bound, you know the beef-fed, muscle T-shirt type of kid? He's thin, he's svelte, he's got rippling fucking six-pack. He's like, hey, you talk to her that way again, I'll kick your ass. And I'm like,
take a lesson from Conan, son. It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit. And I'd let you work me for 15 shots free.
I'm like, look, number one, you don't know the kind of fucking week I've had. Number two, I'm just trying to be fucking left alone. Number three, I'd like you to look at her. And I'd like to ask yourself, is it worth fucking dying for? Because if you start shit with me, I will drag you out of this bus, and I will fucking kill you. And I meant it. I have never meant I'm going to fucking kill someone before. I really fucking meant I will kill you. When I said it to this kid, and he saw it in my fucking eyes, and he shut up.
Well, no kidding.
And I put my head back down, this woman who's standing over there says, sweetheart, she's talking to the retarded kid, why don't you come over here and sit next to me? And so the retarded kid goes over and sits next to her, and then he says, that man's an asshole. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I do kill everyone on the back of the bus here, they're going to blame me. They're going to say this was my fault.
I'm the bad guy?
I'm just trying to go home.
How did that happen?
I'm just trying to go home.
I was just trying to go home. You know. And that's totally how that shit happens.
That's right.
You know.
Desmond almost, your Uncle Dak almost had a falling down incident.
He should have just said to the chick, hey, I've got a great solution. He wants to talk. You want him to talk.
No.
You have the little boy go sit with the little girl and have her talk to the fucking guy.
No, I know what's wrong. I know what is wrong.
What's wrong?
It's wrong to beat retarded kids.
No, Projectile Vomit Man pointed it out to me what I should have done. You see, I actually spoke to these people. No. This sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. I spoke to them. I created a dialogue, which meant they actually think I cared and actually wanted to talk to them.
This is true.
If I had just started off the conversation to the retarded kid with, shut the fuck up, leave me alone, he would have shut up because he would have thought I was an asshole.
I have a better
Everybody
way to
on the bus would have thought I was an asshole, and nobody would have spoken to me.
I have a better way to do that.
So kids out there, if you're listening to your Uncle Jack right now, and you don't want to talk to someone, and you don't want none of this shit to start, just simply say, as the first words out of your mouth, shut the fuck up, asshole. They'll leave you alone.
There's a better way to do that, because
remember,
that could provoke a fight.
Profanity is your friend.
No, there's another way. There's another way to do that. What you do is when the kids is, like, there's two ways to handle that situation without violence.
If you say, shut the fuck up, you asshole. So I was like, hey, man. Because I'd be like, you know, some retarded kid talks to a guy. And the guy's like, shut the fuck up, asshole. I think I'd have something to say about that. I'd be like, hey, man, fucking relax, all right?
Let the retard talk, man.
I mean, well, you don't fucking do that, you know? I mean, I hack on the fucking helmets just as much as anyone else. But I'm just saying that, you know... If I saw somebody actually persecuting and making fun of these kids to his face, I'd fucking wire.
Yeah, I know. I have to agree with you. I'd climb aboard him, too.
Now, what I
would... Somebody's out the door.
All right, so what you do is there's two ways to handle that situation without violence. The first way is to piss yourself immediately. You piss yourself, you reek of urine, people will fucking run to get away from you. Okay, they'll be like, oh my god, this guy just pissed his pants. The second way...
Hi, you're at the door, Ram Radio, who's this?
This girl on the left had a friend.
Holy crap.
Pizza delivery. Pizza guy.
Again?
I've been down here.
Hello?
For me to be.
Who's this?
Boom Bunny.
Oh, my
Boom
God.
Boom Bunny.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm sorry I'm calling you at the wrong time, but somebody is trying to be a bunny, and that's really rude, personally. They're being a dick about it.
Somebody's trying to be a bunny?
Yeah, they're like me. Sorry, Nick. It's a Playboy bunny, and they're like being a bitch.
Hey, Gloomy, don't you even dare try to start some flaming on me, sweetheart. I know you're not flaming, are you?
Shit.
You're not flaming, are you?
Nate, what?
You're not doing any flaming, are you? You're not being infighting with people, are you?
No, I'm not fighting with people. The person started it with me. I was...
I do not care. I don't care. I love you. Your breaths are mighty. You cannot do this, okay? Say I'm sorry.
Okay.
Say I'm sorry, you dirty little woman. Come on.
Me?
Yes. Say you're sorry.
Sorry, I'm sorry, but the person...
Be good. Be a good girl, okay?
Wait, I have to yell at Sim.
Why?
Because Sim said something in the cult form that pissed me off.
All right, well, that's allowed. Hack on Sim all you like.
Okay, Sim?
Yes?
All right. What were you saying about, you know, that guy who went out and flew all the way to the fuck from Seattle to God knows where to have sex with a 13-year-old? It being a thought crime, like, that he thought about it?
He didn't actually do it.
He was going to do it if he flew out there. I'm sorry.
But
I'm
he shouldn't get the same punishment as somebody who did do it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's fill in everybody in. Hang on. What are we talking about here?
Some guy, a big CEO from a company, was soliciting sex from a 13-year-old who wasn't a 13-year-old, was actually a cop, trying to lure people in to arrest them, right?
And that's called entrapment?
Entrapment.
Yeah.
He got the guy to fly up to Seattle, and they charged him with it, right? Whatever, soliciting sex from a 13-year-old, or whatever charge they did. And my only point was that he shouldn't be charged the same amount of time if he actually did.
So you
the
don't
crime,
think
because he didn't actually
no,
do
okay.
it.
Okay, but you don't think attempted murder is just as bad as murder.
We've got Gloom Bunny on the phone. Let's just get rid of her and then we'll talk about this.
Okay.
Get rid of me. Thank you. I love you.
Oh, you know I love you.
Look at how many people I've got for cults, huh?
I know. I love you. I said I love you.
Gloom
okay.
Bunny, we all admire you.
I'll give you a nice spanking when I see you, okay? Say what the hell.
Okay, cool, huh?
Say what the hell.
Oh, what the hell?
Huh? It's not a response.
What you do doesn't matter, okay? Really.
But
it's what you try to do, what you want to do. It's the thought.
Thought crimes.
It's the thought that counts.
But no,
okay?
Wait a second.
If you, no, Rex,
wow, am I?
Rex, I haven't even made my point. How can you comment on my point when I haven't made it?
All right, I disagree.
and his mic isn't loud enough.
If I'm going to try and go, if I'm going to fly somewhere to have sex with a 13-year-old, the fact that I didn't actually get to stick it in her... I'm trying as hard as I can, but they stopped me. Somehow,
yes.
You're trying to tell me that that's not as bad as... You should wait. Well, we should wait till he sticks it in. And
no.
Then get him, motherfucker.
Shouldn't wait. No, I shouldn't wait.
To use your own earlier analogy about attempted murder and murder, they do not give you as long for attempted murder as they do for murder.
In theory... Though you're supposed to get the same. If you try and kill someone but fail,
they don't give you the same amount of time.
They may not.
Therefore,
you think they should.
In theory, it's the same penalty. In theory, it's the same penalty. The same penalty for attempted murder as it is for murder. Now, I'm not saying that they do, but in theory, they're supposed to.
But therefore, there is a legal precedence for lesser time for an attempted crime.
I'm not talking about the law. I'm talking about what should be and what shouldn't be.
So you try
to kill everybody in the school, but don't. Right? you were trying to. It's just that you couldn't do it.
I know. It is.
It's just as bad.
I'm not defending some adult who tried to have sex with a 13-year-old.
No.
I'm not. But what I'm saying is there is a legal precedent for a lesser time. To give someone the same amount of time violates that precedent.
And the lesser
time. Okay, but in that case, there's a legal precedent for almost any crime for getting a less than the maximum penalty.
Hang on.
Any crime that's committed, there are certain people that get a lower sentence than others. And so that is sentencing is not based on precedence necessarily, because when you have criminal law,
it is.
Okay, then why is it that they have a maximum penalty and a minimum penalty?
Because it's up to the judge to decide, based upon the case, what the intentions of the individual
exactly.
And what level of threat the individual represents to society at large.
It's up to the judge.
Projectile Vomit Man, what was your point you were so valiantly trying to make with a quiet microphone?
Just a smart-ass comment about the shorter sentence being a kind of a door prize for incompetence.
Excellent.
Now,
we get off the subject, actually?
No. I'd like to make my little comment on this. Okay. I think that the guy went down there and was charged. Now, he was, in fact, charged with it. That was entrapment. Okay, that was entrapment. They dangled the carrot, pulled it along. He went
for it. I
don't
like entrapment.
Now, bear in mind, the guy's a piece of shit. Okay,
yes,
but I don't like entrapment.
He was a piece of shit. He got dangled. He got pulled in. He got entrapped. And he's probably going to get charged. And I don't think he should be charged for that. I don't. However, I do think he should be fucking beaten to death.
I think if it really
because
depends.
Because he's still a piece of shit. He'd still be a piece of shit back there.
It depends. Like if the cop is going into a chat group saying, "Hi, I'm a 14-year-old. I'm really horny. Please take advantage of me." It's very different from if you go into a chat
can
group
you say
saying,
that again?
I'm a
we've got it on tape. It's okay.
I'm a 14-year-old girl,
we
and the guy
make,
says,
"Hey, make a
what
loop
the
of
fuck?"
That.
It's a very yeah. different thing.
You know, when we make on your promo, we're gonna have people's names, and then we're gonna have like, "And girl on the left, hi, I'm a 14-year-old, and I'm really horny."
It is different. It's a different, but yeah. It's still entrapment. They're still waiting.
You
they don't go online
with
to
those
chat.
Few words, you created a monster.
I don't know how it is here in this great country, but where I come from, we have the racial hate crimes where if somebody beats another guy with a stick to death,
they'll
get a certain crime. But if the guy who was beaten to death happened to be black, then not only can we put him in jail for 100 years, we can also put him in solitary confinement and chain. And chain wings to his ass or something.
But just because he's gay or black.
I have to say,
don't they have to prove that he was
black.
Doing it
because
they were gay or black?
Yeah, but how can you tell how a person's thought processes work? You know, there's been a lot of times where, you know, it just happens to be...
Well, yeah, that's true, but, okay, I agree with you in the fact that
membership.
It's just, that's sort of leaning towards fascism, right? But
the political correctness has become fascist in this country.
Fascist political correctness?
It's insane, isn't it?
Is that... that's an oxymoron.
Well, it's the way the fucking system is.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Whose side are you on?
It's thought police.
I'm lost.
I thought you'd be all for fascism, though, as long as you're on top.
As long as I'm on top. Motherfucker, yeah.
Well, you know, that puts a whole new complexion on things, doesn't it?
The world according to Trump.
I could never, ever see myself starting some kind of an organization that puts me unanimously in charge like that.
It just doesn't make sense, does it?
You know, if it wasn't for the fact I was a reincarnated god...
You wouldn't even be trying.
I wouldn't even be trying.
Yeah.
So, but in all honesty, all bullshit aside, you look at that kind of stuff. You look at the way that like these laws and these crimes are going. You have to follow the spirit of the law and not the letter.
Somebody
of the
made
law.
A point. Ronan Templar Knight. Every crime is a hate crime.
Templar Knight.
I love you, Stab.
Templar Knight is a
he's
fucking.
He's awesome.
He's a hard ass mother.
I really like
that
this
guy.
Kid.
That guy fucking rules. No, he's an older guy.
Everybody's a kid to me except for 200% sexy projectile vomit man over there. Okay.
Yes.
This is why it is called your old Uncle Dak.
I'm 14 and I'm horny. Please take advantage of me.
Should we start?
Could you say that again, please?
I'm 14 and I'm horny. Please take advantage of me. You know, there's no way that we'd ever make you be able to say that otherwise. I could fucking pay you money.
Templar Knight's.
I'm willing to.
Templar Knight's quote is, since God didn't make stupidity painful, I guess that's where I come in. That's Templar Knight's
quote.
He
looks like a total badass, too.
He will kill you.
Holy cow. We should have, like, is that the new page of...
This is the new page of listeners. So if anybody wants to send their picture in for if you listen to the show, and you can go to the webpage and take a look at that. I just updated them. Look at all the new pictures. We even got Smokehouse up there who's complaining bitterly that I haven't done it.
Girl on the left. Seriously, for a second. Here is... your toy I was talking about.
Oh. It is. Jack brought a toy.
Slave Hello Kitty.
It's a Hello Kitty doll with your very own McDonald's uniform.
Hello Kitty.
Into the mic.
True kid.
Hello Kitty.
It's an underage wave slave.
I wonder if she's 14 and horny.
You should put a little thought bubble. I'm 14 and I'm horny. Please take advantage of me. That's going to be your quote. Fuck. That's going on your tombstone. That will follow you until you fucking die. They'll be like, you'll go to China. People are like, hey, I'm 14. I'm horny. Please take advantage of me. And you'll be like,
oh, God, keep this up, and I won't make that sim skin of you.
Oh, come on.
Please take advantage of me.
That'll show up on South Park and be like, oh, this is my internet radio. I like to get on the left.
Oh, my God.
You meet like kids, and they'll be all nervous. They'll puke all over you.
Time.
I will be the shower material for pre-15 all over America. Just think of it.
You tell me if you're in the size of video, wouldn't you?
Okay, poor girl on the left is focused on the crew kitty. Okay. Focus on the crew kitty.
We're going to redirect the show. It's time for the news.
Okay.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I saw that exactly hanging up when I went into McDonald's, and I couldn't fucking howl.
Okay, our first story of the night is Yahoo reprieve over Nazi auctions.
Okay, this is a weird one.
Yeah, this is weird. This is fucked up. I heard about this. This is France, right?
Yeah, this is France. France is going after Yahoo.
Because?
Online auctions.
Because they're selling Nazi memorabilia.
Nazi memorabilia. And I guess that includes anything with a swastika, which has thousands of years of history. But beyond Nazis.
No lie, just a quick side story. What do you call Angus? Ronan not an arc likes action figures like G.I. Joe, that type of thing. He loves the military memorabilia, and they started presenting this one set that is like the Nazi. It's the Wehrmacht.
It's a part of history, right?
It's a Wehrmacht G.I. Joe, if you can imagine that.
It's a 12 G.I. Yeah, one of the Ultimate Soldiers.
Yeah, Ultimate Soldiers. So he buys this one.
It's like $40 a fig. Just
and
he looked
at this thing, and instead of the actual swastika on it, it's got a cross that's above the, or just below it's like a little X right below the Nazi eagle because,
oh, really?
My God, we couldn't have a real swastika on it, even though it's like quote-unquote Nazi soldier. But
yeah,
they couldn't
it's
actually
called Nazi soldier.
Yes, but they couldn't actually put a fucking swastika on it for political correctness.
They didn't invent that symbol.
I know.
Where was this, though?
It's a symbol of power and strength and whatever.
What country?
Canada. Oh, it's from the States.
Oh, okay.
I could not fucking believe this.
No, of course. Of course.
But Yahoo...
but you need a mic. Incorrect happened during World War II.
Holocaust did not happen, by the way.
Wow, no. Is that ever something that's going to get your ass kicked?
he's making like I was lying noises.
Gargoyle Doc was just joking. Because if not, we'd have our very first murder on our talk.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about Mitzi? She actually died.
You did not die.
Sorry, inside joke there. Let's get back to Yahoo.
Back to Yahoo.
Back to Yahoo and the Nazis online caper.
That's right. They're trying to get rid of all the Nazi paraphernalia off of the French extension of the Yahoo site.
How the hell do you do that?
Well, that's impossible.
You say no. Bad.
And
no, you can't
make
it
illegal. And also, this is a terrible, terrible idea. This is a horrible idea.
Bad.
I recognize They mopped your ass.
They're very sensitive about it.
I recognize they came across the border, killed lots of your people, put you under oppression, raped your women, destroyed your art, claimed everything that you'd ever done and stood for. You guys were the cultural capital of the world, and they fucking wiped their ass with your nation.
Did just like to make one note
or something like that?
The Germans don't. It's illegal to have a swastika in Germany as well, not just France.
Okay, but in any case...
But should you forget about them?
But in any case,
you don't have
I
to
don't
remember
think it should be. I don't think it should be legal. I think they should have that everywhere. I think it should be... They should have 8x10 color glossy photographs of the death camps given out with all this memorabilia so people will never, ever forget.
Put there remember people, above it.
There are people in North America who do not know what Auschwitz is. There are probably people listening right now who do not know what Auschwitz was. They do not know what the
years ago.
Yes, that's right. And they don't know about the Night of the Long Knives. Okay, they don't know about that. They don't know about the horror. They don't know that, oh, yeah, there was 6 million Jews, but how many Russians died? Okay, why is it such a big fucking deal?
50 fucking million people.
Yeah, well, the reason it's a big deal that all the Jews that died is because, well, they were murdered.
As opposed to everyone else who was just lightly killed?
As opposed to people that were fighting back.
Yeah.
No,
don't get me wrong. There were Russians that died of starvation and blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
And gypsies
blah.
Died in the camps, too. There's like 4 million of those.
And there were like more than 4 million. I think you're actually right. It was about 4 million gypsies and how many fucking retards? How many homosexuals?
Twins.
That's all our boy, Joseph Engler.
Then there was the sterilization programs to complement all.
And if you think abortion's murder, wow, the Nazis had that shit wholesale. But in all honesty, it is very, very, very important, and France should know this better than anyone, that we must remember that. You know, the big Jim Jones, at the Jim Jones Massacre, people who do not know about the Jim Jones Massacre, the Jim Jones was this crazy fucker who used to yell all the time, and all these people started to follow him. Oh, wait. Hang on, no.
Different story.
There was a guy, he thought he was, empowered by God and all this sort of shit, and he started his cult in a South American island. Can't remember where exactly it was, but it was
French
down in South
Guiana,
America.
French Guiana.
In French Guiana, and he had this big compound of people, and they set up like this isolationist camp, and they were all fucking down there, and he's all saying that, oh, we have to leave, and the authorities were coming. He was selling drugs, he was doing all this shit, and in order to stop that, he went so insane that when the authorities invaded the village, he made everyone drink grape flavored cyanide Kool-Aid. And, the amount of dead there was...
Over 1,000 people.
Staggering. They showed up, and these people are writhing on the ground. Cyanide does not kill quickly, okay? It's a little bit drawn out. It hits you fast, but it's kind of a rough way to check out. And he's... they're all writhing, and there's over 1,000 people in heaps. Children, women, everything, all in bodies. And on his throne, okay, had this makeshift throne, and above his throne was inscribed, "Those who do not remember the past are destined to repeat it." And that is very, very true. And people need to have the education rather than the infotainment, which is fed to us through modern media, to grasp that. We shouldn't fucking forget about the Nazis. By all means, sell a Nazi memorabilia, but you better have an education system that goes with that so that when these assholes go, "Hey, the Holocaust never did happen," you can say, where'd all these teeth come from? You know? Where did all this shit come from? Because that ignorance is what will breed the hatred, which will cause the rise of something like that madness.
See,
again.
The idea of them having, you know, banning all this Nazi stuff, it's just outdated. It comes from a time in the past when that's the way the world was. I mean, sure, they were fighting against fascists, but everyone was a fascist.
Wait a minute.
In the 50s.
So banning Nazi paraphernalia, why don't we just, you know, get them all together in one pile and burn it?
Thank you.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing as what is just as banning it. That's
we can throw a few books on there too. They burn well.
We'll get all the copies of Mein Kampf and burn them.
Wait.
Right. But the other thing is, in a sense, they obviously haven't forgotten. They're still struggling to repress it.
Yes,
but this is the exact same kind of shit of Japan. Where they rewrote their history, where they didn't mention the amount of fucking people they killed during World War II. They didn't mention their concentration camps. They didn't mention their treatment of prisoner wars.
America doesn't talk about his treatments of prisoner war either.
Oh, my God. My stepfather was in Vietnam, and he could tell you
firsthand of all the women that were taking advantage of there, and you know, you want to hear that.
Does anyone out there under the age of 20 know the term "my lie"? If you don't, go out on the internet and look it up. It's a little village in Vietnam, boys and girls.
The truly unfortunate thing about that situation is they picked one patsy and hung him out to dry, and everybody else got off scot-free.
Projectile Vomit Man, give us the Cole's Notes version of My Lie. What happened there?
Well, sometimes you need to burn a village to save it.
That's the entire concept? They just went in there and burned a village?
Well, they just went in there and killed everybody.
Do you remember the scene in Platoon where they went into
a village and killed everyone?
Yeah. Well, pretty much the same thing, only a lot worse.
So why did they do this?
Well, you know, the village...
Because they couldn't tell who was the good guys and who was the bad guys.
So
let's just kill everybody.
Is that the village they napalmed?
No, they literally went in there and just killed everyone. They shot everyone. Like, women, children, grandmothers, grandparents, people who were obviously too fucking young or too fucking old to even have anything to do with the VC. But, you know, Jesus, hey, they don't look like us. Bang, bang.
Yeah. More than that is that Mac V. Sog used to go in and slaughter whole villages and then blame it on
the VC
to get other villages, their neighboring villages, on their side.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, ask the guys who are part of Mac V. Sog. They'll tell it to you straight. Ask some of the SEALs who are involved with it. I mean, those people are really pissed now because their country dropped them in the giant meat grinder, and then they fucked them, and they left half their buddies behind. You know, and now, you know, these people are getting older. The chemicals they were injected with, sprayed with, fed, fucking powdered with, you name it, is now giving them cancer diseases. And now they're all singing songs talking about this shit, saying, hey, man, we're not such a great fucking nation if we can't even look after our own troops. What's that about?
Yeah, what it comes down to is, boys and girls, don't trust anybody, really.
No, that's bullshit. You have to trust someone, okay?
No, don't trust those in charge, because they're not really there for your best interest.
It is the government...
I think
as
what
rule,
Dak meant was, don't just trust
one
anybody.
Person.
Yeah.
Don't just
get
trust
a second
anybody.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Don't trust them just because.
No trust without verification.
Thank
you.
And that's actually the extended version of one of the new cult commandments that are coming out of in the Virus Manifesto, which is.
When are we going to get that, Jim?
Yeah, Sean, you done it yet? It's been 2 weeks.
You're so disorganized.
I think Sean's going to kill everyone.
And you killed them all.
Has it been posted yet?
I wonder if I inserted a knife into the top of your head right now, would it bother you?
Oh, my God. Just for reference, Brainwashing 8 was done on Saturday. Was done on Friday night. But the media submission wizard...
Actually, I think it was done on Thursday.
Yeah, it was
actually done on Thursday, encoded on Friday.
It is done. It is on the... Smokehouse has it, okay? If you want to get your hands on Brainwashing 8 right now...
Talk to Smokehouse.
Please talk to Smokehouse, because we are having difficulty getting this thing posted. All right? I'm very sorry. I'm working on it. That's all I can
do. It is done. Don't worry. It's there.
It's been a little bit of time, so let's talk about our little announcement that we had to make.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, how should we do a rant first, and then we can get that out.
Okay. We have something.
Sure.
Because we haven't really heard a rant tonight, have we?
Well, it's not a rant. It's a song. And it was done by, I think, Broken. Let's see. Broken, yes.
Yes, Broken.
And I think his band name is Revelation 9.
That's kind of cool.
And the song is called Join the Cult. And here it is on Rant Radio, Revelation 9, Join the Cult.
Organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA has been fucking afraid of for years. You'd like to be part of a community, you'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. I'm talking about Deckers, I'm talking about vampires, Blood Trippers, Ronin, I'm talking about the Gargoyles, I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant our fucking society. Name. Our society is... Fuck! We'll stand here going to fall in line under the cult banner. We'll have ourselves a little download brainwashing. Hey, we'll happen next. You've been
and I just told me, we all live in there and throw the slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. It's not that fucking bad! Our society is fucked! Our society is fucked! Wait, I have a gun! It's not that fucking bad! Understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God Box is a lie.
The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, if you want to get involved, email me at join@thecult.org. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime, punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
All right, that was very, very, very cool.
Profit Broken is
it was pretty good. It had a good beat, and you could dance. I give it an 85, Dick.
Cool. The first time I heard that, I was like, eh. And then I listened to it the second time. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool, actually. It's
getting kind of catchy.
It's kind of catchy.
Society.
You listen to it the first time, you'll be walking around going, society is fucked. And it is fucked, you know. When I got my security guard driving an ATV wearing a red shirt, when the red shirts start to win, that's bad.
You know something's wrong. You know somebody rewrote the script, boys and girls, because that's the way it's not supposed to go
down with the red shirts.
Down with the red shirts.
Now somebody's at the door.
How many rings is that?
Hi, who's this at the door?
Hi, so it is Oak John K talking. He was talking, wasn't he? This is Oof, let me in.
Okay, Oof, perfect timing.
Ah, shite! I forgot his book.
And you were talking about it, too.
I know, well, I went out with the cat, and I...
We're going to need more room.
Fucked up.
You got it all fucked up there, Doc.
It's all fucked up.
Okay, we'll wait till Oof comes up here to cozy up there. Yeah, there's probably two people coming up, so... Smack!
Yeah, I won't do that again if you come over here.
There's some incentive.
Okay, it's decision time, girl on the left. Who are you more afraid of? Uncle Jack or him?
Uncle Jack hasn't tried to grope me yet.
There you go. Just
nope, see,
I told you guys, the secret to a relationship is romance.
Help me out, Uncle Jack.
Yes, Jack is a lady killer. Do not grope the woman's tits when you're sitting next to her. These and other tips can be held for yours in Dak's new book, How Not to Get Sprayed with Mace, by Uncle Dak. Or the abridged version of Wow, Do My Eyes Sting.
If it makes you feel better, I groped Sean, too.
Oh, do we need a picture of girl on
the... It was
back
on the internet, so it must be true.
You know, it's very brutal, the amount of damage that can be done to a woman's psyche in just one episode of What the Hell. You know, she'll sit there and leave. They made me say I was 14. I was horny, and they touched me.
Normally, I'm not like this, but I was just in a baby shower this afternoon.
Oh. Show me on the doll where the bad Jack touched you. Okay, that's about it.
Don't worry.
I'm just not quite in the what the hell headspace yet. I'm
still baby shower.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, gearing up.
All right,
that's why this is 3 hours long now. We all need more time.
Yeah, more estrogen coming up right now.
I'm dying over here. Everybody's drinking Dr. Pepper, and I haven't had one.
I'm Johnson.
I'm fucking hurt.
And it's so why aren't good. You having?
Ooh,
ooh,
and
no, just me. Where's Bingo?
Bingo.
Ah! Ah! No.
Off to Bingo.
Well, come in and sit. We made room, so come in and sit.
So we cut into her Bingo time now. She can't come anymore. This is... She was Bingo what the hell kind of thing, right?
Well, I actually...
You need a mic.
I don't think she thought I was going to be here. I actually just spent the last 9 hours working...
The purple shirt.
At the mall, yes. Recognize the purple shirt, the badge of courage.
Yes.
Or the badge of having to deal with a bunch of idiots all the time.
Well, where do you work? Where do you work, Oof?
Okay, if I had a little segment to describe exactly where I work, this is what the intro would be. Okay, tell me, boys and girls, what do you...
I just like to make one note here. Listen to yourself. Tell me.
You're really...
Is your mic loud enough?
He's really quiet.
Is your mic loud enough? Speak.
Alrighty.
This is you. I'm merely saying the mic you're using is not loud enough.
This is how loud...
This mic isn't loud enough.
See, you're loud.
My mic
is not loud enough.
You're loud enough.
No, you've tuned him down. You are. You sound like you're about 6 feet closer than he is.
There
you
go.
Right next to me. Okay. Am I in stereo?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you are.
Because that's
mono stereo, monophonic, you know.
Okay.
You
just shut up and tell the story.
Okay. Here's the intro. Tell me, boys and girls, what do you think is a worst place to work? That sort of... Yes. That stupid moronic...
Closer.
Stupid moronic little skitterbox of a place they call a video arcade, or that stupid little skitterbox of a place they call a mall. Well, don't worry about trying to figure it out, because I happen to work at an arcade... inside a mall.
All right.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
That's hell on earth.
People who don't
work in hell. I have never met somebody before who's there.
People who don't have the sort of mental escape velocity to get out of a mall once in a while, have kids inside the mall, they find this little hunk of dead rotting flesh that they call an arcade, and they just kind of hang around and just grub around in there. And I got to deal with them.
Grubber.
So.
All right.
It is hell. It's
shouldn't you clean up some of the rotting flesh?
Painted.
I've tried.
It's got a great space theme, too.
Yeah.
It just
you actually work in that? What is your days in there? Because I'll go in there and kick the shit out of everybody for you one day.
Well, I only actually work.
Microphone.
Yeah.
I only actually work today. Yeah, it's a Sunday. It's a leftover from when it used to be like my regular, like, 56-hour-a-week job.
Might I have a Dr. Pepper?
Oh.
Wait. Why are you not drinking Dr. Pepper?
Wait. Everyone. Cry.
That's the magic Dr. Pepper. Yes.
Why were you not drinking Dr. Pepper? And why are you now drinking Dr. Pepper?
Because I was drinking like five a day and I was getting fat.
And so how long have you been not drinking Dr. Pepper?
About 14 days.
And you're breaking down now. Why?
Because I'm really, really thirsty.
Be strong. Sean, we're going to help you. Here, everybody touch the Dr. Pepper as it goes back to the fridge.
Bullshit. Give him the man his Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You can get him some water.
Help.
You want some water,
he's
Sean?
I will get you the water.
Sean,
which I'm going to hold my Dr. Pepper.
Now we come.
Sean, stop.
Okay. The reason why.
Sean, that first one was free. The next one, you know, I'm going to have to pay you.
Now, to be honest with you, the reason why, the secret to maintaining something is to recognize that if you slip a little bit, it's not a big deal. If I were to drink this Dr. Pepper and go, oh, that's it. I'm back on five a day. Fuck. You know, and then.
Two-fisting it.
And then revel in it. And then, yeah, that's bad. But if you just have one Dr. Pepper.
Sean, depends on who you are.
Do you recall when we had that little $100 bet? Who could drop pop? And
yeah,
live.
Well, we both mutually agreed that bet was just ill-conceived. And we both made a very wise and intelligent decision to get back on pop as quickly as we possibly could.
Yeah, you know what, for me, if I had your little deal with the whole I'm not drinking any more pop, and I did slip, well, that would be it.
He almost did slip. He actually had a mouthful of Coke and realized it was Coke and spewed it all over the floor in the theater. And, oh, my God, I can't lose $100.
They got me some water, and they got me a Coke. And they got somebody else a Coke, and they gave the Coke to the wrong person. And he was next to me in the theater, and I go, woomph, and I realized I got a mouthful of Coke. And I go, spit it on the floor, rather than fucking...
You went, not my fault?
Not my fault. I never fucking actually drank it. You can put it in your mouth, swish it around, and spit it out again.
That's the
hardcore junkie.
Somebody suggested you could have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Fuck that!
And you'd be okay.
So that's how that shit works.
Well, let's not talk about diet.
Doesn't that feel good?
Oh, you can feel it coursing through your veins.
Oh my God, the power! Okay. Holy cow, is this thing ever like sweet and sugary? Oh my God!
It beats that instant.
Start rubbing it on your gums.
Actually, for the last week, I went camping. And I didn't drink any Dr. Pepper the entire time I was gone.
Explains the hair.
And that's why you're so bitchy.
You should have seen my face yesterday morning when I came back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, beard.
Swollen up. Oh, my God, beard?
Oh, my God, beard?
He said, I can do anything with this beard.
No, shave it anyway I want. I mirror, so I didn't realize it was there. Uh-oh. Anyways, I didn't drink Dr. Pepper for over a week myself.
And?
And
What happened?
Well, when I drank it the first time, I was like, wow, this really tastes weird.
Yeah, it does taste weird.
After I drank, after about three, you know, full swallows, I got fully back into it. But I didn't even like it. The first, I was like, ugh.
Heathen!
As a matter of fact, this is not really going down that well.
Yeah, it doesn't taste very good. Don't worry. Have a few more drinks. You'll be hooked again.
You'll be hooked again.
You'll be like, holy shit, is this ever sugary?
See? So and it's the same thing with smoking. The first time, I was like, oh my God, it's
plummy.
Tastes horrible.
It's got that plummy
taste.
It does. It does, because that's the secret ingredient.
Yes, it's plum juice.
What is the drink that we both love? No, what is it?
Where is that listed actually on here?
Can I still get you to get me a glass of water?
Yeah.
Please.
I'll drink your Dr. Pepper
It's not
you.
On here.
Is it tamarind fruit in it?
Tamarind.
HP sauce?
HP sauce has tamarind fruit in it. So if any of you experimental people...
Oh my God, I saw tamarind fruit. Fresh tamarind fruit.
A real fresh one? I've never seen a fresh one.
We had candy.
Do I look a little disheveled? Anyways, I can't remember why I didn't buy it.
Because it sucks. They taste horrendous.
No, but I saw the fruit.
If I find it again, I'm going to buy it and bring
it
here.
Okay, maybe the fruit's good, but dried out and covered in salt.
No, not dried out or covered in anything. Fresh.
Wow.
All right. We'll wait for Drexel to get back.
What did we have on the show here? It was candied tamarind fruit, which was It was salt and sugar,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was just maybe
salt,
sugar.
Salt and things that have got copious amounts of both sugar and salt on them generally aren't that great tasting. It's like pick one, salty or sugary, you know.
Doesn't work together.
Yeah.
Okay, kids, a little safety tip here. Do not do a body cure purification thing that kills all the parasites in your body. Abstain from large amounts of sugar for long periods of time and then purge your body of caffeine. And then after 14 days, have a Dr. Pepper because, wow, does that ever taste
or
like
four cups
water?
Of coffee.
Yeah.
What's in that?
What's in there? Is that water?
Water.
Okay.
He had Gatorade in there. It's actually got a... It's water.
Gatorade. Waterade. That's what I think Gatorade is. It's so watery anyway. Okay. It's happening there.
So,
going good.
So do we actually have a rant
that was
put on? No. Okay, actually, we're going to talk about...
Shut up! We're going to talk about the big...
That's what I was saying. We're going to talk about...
We just put on something.
What is the special announcement?
Well, we'll get... Okay.
Who's going to tell us?
Both of us.
All right, well...
Go ahead.
Well, do you want to start?
Mr. Orator.
All right, a while ago... What day was it?
I don't know, a week ago.
A week ago now, we have to tell this very, very, very kind of vaguely.
Vaguely.
Because we'll get sued if we don't. We sign non-disclosure agreements. Okay?
Yup.
We, about a week ago...
So you could potentially be liable for tortious interference or something, maybe.
Yes, exactly. We're not fucking around. Before we go on with this story, I had a bit of bad news happen in my life, which I'm now going to share with the rest of the Rant Radio crowd.
It's quite relevant.
It's very relevant, actually. What happened was, is this last week, I received word that what I do is I'm a sysadmin at a place, and I go out, they contract me out to go to other offices to do consulting work in offices, you know, like a rogue sysadmin kind of thing, small offices.
Sysadmin for hire.
Yeah, pretty much. They can't afford to have a full-time sysadmin, so they bring me in as a consultant to, you know, help people wire their shit up. And it's okay. I mean, I make all right money at it. It's. I'm not, like, doing fucking fantastic, but I only get between maybe 20 and 40 hours a month doing this shit. And I don't bring home a whole hell of a lot, so it's not really enough to live on. Then this week, my internet service provider that I work for, where I'm doing all this email stuff, is being bought up by another internet service provider, and I'm losing my job.
Oh,
fuck. It's getting liquidated. So that means that I get to... No, that's a well-felt-off fuck. So that means that I move straight to a consultant level. Now, luckily, because... Well, my name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. 3.5 hours later, I had other work. Okay? Because I'm pretty resourceful. So I'm not fucked. Don't everyone go, oh, my God, save Sean! Send him money. No, that's not what I'm doing here.
Wait a second.
Hold it. Yes, no. No, in all seriousness, so I'm not fucked. But it wasn't 3.5 hours later. There was a few days there where I was like, oh, shit, I'm unemployed, fuck. And it was at that time that Sumerian got a rather interesting email.
Yeah. We were contacted by an individual or a company or something.
An organization.
Organization that was very interested in Rant Radio.
Very.
And wanted to work with us.
And as part of working with us, they were going to... We have to be careful with how we do this. Bottom line, Rant Radio would have had advertising on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the only way you make money.
Yeah. So other than giving any other details, we were approached to put advertising on our station.
For money.
Did you turn it down?
Lots of money.
And Sim and I spent some time. I mean, we really chewed on this.
Yep.
And we were thinking about it, talking about it, and the concept of having ads on the station, we never really even thought about it before.
No.
And I don't know, we mulled about it, would it be cool, would it not be cool?
What level of ads
would we allow more than like say 10 minutes an hour worth of ads? What kind of ads, you know, would we run ads for Nike if they threw enough money at us and
mm-hmm.
all this kind of shit?
But they wanted too much control of the station as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that contributed to it. And don't ask for names, don't ask for any details, guys, because you're not going to get them, okay? But what happened there was I was out of work, and I mean, I got a wife and shit. Right?
Money.
They're waving money in front of my face, and Sim and I thought about it hard, and we just decided to say, nah, fuck you.
Thank you, guys.
So,
big fuck you.
Good call. Like, nah, fuck you. And I, you know, it's maybe after 20 years, we'll let you read the final email we sent back to him because it was, you know, we didn't actually say fuck you, but it was pretty close to fuck you. And
yeah,
I'm sure that Bill Lassard would be proud. Would be kind of proud. Yeah, it was like
we weren't turned into net slaves.
Okay, I have a question which maybe you can answer in a vague enough way. What power do they have over you to make you not tell us what you're talking about?
We signed a non-disclosure agreement, and we are so totally honoring that. Because
no, but what I'm saying
why did you sign
to
it?
What effect?
Oh,
like before you talk to them?
Yes, that's right. So
yeah.
We would like to.
You have to.
We'd like to talk to you. We're interested in the station. Please sign this before we say shit.
Because if we had some big marketing thing that somebody could use and take away from us, we'd make them sign it too. Right?
But
if this great idea, right? And they had a great idea.
Yeah, but suffice to say that Rant Radio was approached, and it would have involved us selling out on a level that
we weren't comfortable with.
We weren't comfortable with.
Yeah.
And
we're talking more than just
pocket change
here. What was the word again? I've heard of it. I know I've never really seen it before.
Integrity.
Yeah, that's the word.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was integrity. Maybe they didn't offer me enough money. I don't know. No, but in all seriousness, man, like it's one thing to be making fucking, you know, big money and have somebody come up to you and offer you money.
Can we actually hear how much money they offered us?
No.
That's part of the non-disclosure?
No, yes, yeah. That's a big fucking no.
I have the number of zeros behind it.
No.
Really?
You can have nothing.
I had a discussion a little while ago on ICQ with Prophet Rancid Curl about something like this, because I'm a writer, and I'm trying to sell my words to people. At some point, I would like to get paid for my ideas.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's a real fine line between what people consider as an artist, and in a sense, somebody could call what this is art.
Or
free expression, right?
Yeah, it was free expression. It's a better term.
but there's
toilet humor.
but there's a difference between, you know, me crafting an idea specifically designed to what one person has in mind for their product, and
yes.
I'm creating something to enhance that, and they pay me for it, and it's another for me to create something entirely of my own that is entirely something that I believe in very strongly, and then have somebody actually give me money for that, and then that is in turn a sellout. You're selling your idea. You're selling your soul. And it's hard. It's hard to know.
It depends if you still have the what you want to do. If
That's
you're
right.
doing what you want to do and you're getting money for it,
I've read some of Prophet Scribe's work, and if anyone's a hardcore fantasy fan out here, email Prophet Scribe and check out his shit. I mean, the guy is really fucking good. Like, I'm not just endorsing this because he's a buddy of mine. Like, no shit, the guy's fucking really good. Like, check it out. And what you should do is, I mean, there's no problem with, like, with Rant Radio, if we started doing ads for, say, vegetarian stuff, or we started doing ads for guns and ammo.
Products we believe in.
Or products that, like, if Dr. Pepper wanted to run ads on us.
Or to give us money not to say their name on the air.
Or give us money or some shit. Making money. Now, this is important. This is important. No, you want to know why the hippies died out? You want to know why the beatniks died out? Why all these movements died out? It's because they didn't make any money. Making money is not a dirty thing. But people associate making money with very dirty things because they think that you got to fuck everyone over to make money.
Here's the question. Can you make money and keep your integrity?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Fuck the Man, brought to you by Nike.
Yep. You know, if we continue to say what we want to say exactly and we have full control over
what gets advertised. They wanted you to... What did they...
No.
Okay.
So that's not all.
Ultimately, welcome to Rant Radio. Punch the monkey for $20.
Yeah, it's like you sit there and you have to kind of run with it. And I don't really think that we were especially hard. I'd like to sit here and think, oh yeah, me and Sam, man, we're fucking, we're hard. Fuck you, Levi's. You know, Levi's. Yeah. That's a reference from Jell-O. Jell-O by Afro went and
Levi's wanted to give him a whole ton of money.
Yeah, we were talking to him about it. Me and Samarian actually had a really one-on-one with Jell-O. It was very cool. And we were talking about that, and I said, Jell-O, you know, fuck, how much they were probably offering you, like, you know, 5-6 figures and shit like that. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, well, man, it's just a song, you know? And he's like, well, I don't want Levi's money. Fuck Levi's. And I thought about that, and I'm like, holy shit, man. That's like, the dude's hurting for money, okay?
He's sued all over the place.
He's sued up and down. He's sued three ways from Monday. And fuck, I mean, and he just said, nah, fuck you and your cash. Yeah, he does have it right, you know?
Yeah.
And
congratulations, kid, and I mean this, and this is not just some bullshit. You finally did something I really respect.
Well, that's great.
I know you don't believe that, but I'm serious.
Yeah,
you finally managed to do something I really respect.
But like we say, good intentions or, you know, sticking to your guns doesn't put food on the fucking table.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, why we wrestled with it,
that's
right?
That's why being a holy man, you know, doesn't pay too well, you know? And you got to think about this. These guys like Anthony Robbins. Hi, I'm Anthony Robbins. I can make you feel good about yourself and turn you into a winner, but I'll do it for $7,000 a guest. Hi, we're Rant Radio, and we really think you should fuck the man, but we're going to put this Nike ad up.
Yeah, well, it depends. Is Nike the man? That's what you that like. I'm not talking about Nike. I'm just saying
in general.
It the ads matter, right? It's not the making money. Mm-hmm. Selling out isn't making money. Selling out is selling out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't involve money sometimes.
If we were to advertise anyone here on Rant Radio, and this is a pledge that me and Sim feel very comfortable with making.
And I object to everything Sean says, so if I'm somewhat agreeing with him, then he must be right this time.
Thank you, I think.
I'm not sure.
You didn't say anything after that?
No, the fact is, though, that if eventually it'd be cool... If Rant Radio and if Cult did make some money to fund Rant Radio and Cult, so we could actually, it'd be cool to give
get
away
some word out.
It'd
some
be cool to get some good prizes, man. It'd
yeah.
Be cool, it'd be cool to give somebody a
it
trip.
It would be
you
to
know?
Advance Rant Radio
absolutely.
To a better,
rather
better
than
position.
Sending people little fucking buttons and T-shirts and shit, and they appreciate that.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, I'd like to send somebody to Hawaii.
The
or
most,
something,
yeah.
You know?
The most important thing,
folks.
Yeah, that too. If we could put more time into it.
Yeah.
The most important thing is. The most important thing isn't even what ad. If the government wants to put an ad on your show, so what? As long as there's no limit on what you say. There's no limit that you say, yeah, we really like the government. You know, afterwards, you
that's
can poke
one.
All the fun you
it'd,
want
it'd
at the
be
government.
Nice,
you
nice.
Can poke all the fun you want at Nike, as long as they don't object to that.
That's one part.
It would be nice that if we had a sponsor, we could put their voice on, we could come on afterwards and rip them a new asshole.
This is what I'm saying.
I mean,
as long as you still have the freedom to say whatever you want, whatever you can say now,
yeah.
That's what's important.
But you know, no corporation in the world is going to find the pair of balls.
Of course
the
not.
Testicular carriage.
I think
to let
wrong.
Us do that.
I think, you're,
I think
wrong.
You're wrong. I think you're wrong. I think Jones Cola would. I think that Jones Cola would. I think Jolt Cola would.
But there's not really anything to say about them, so that's not really
well, that's
sticking their balls out.
Point. There's a lot of
like Outpost.com, like we were looking at tonight.
Absolutely. There's organizations.
Oh yeah. Okay,
no, there's organizations out there that exist that are. Part of the activism.
I do agree with you, but those are minor companies. I was thinking, when I say no corporation, I was thinking of these big fucking
corporations.
These corporate entities, that there is nobody at the top.
The corporate entities you mean when you say corporate entities in a negative tone.
Yes. I mean, we all know the fuck I'm talking about. McDonald's, Coca-Cola.
I want to see Rant Radio stay, because we're all for the freaks, man. It started for the freaks. I'm the biggest freak that ever fucking walked through fucking BC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've been a freak my entire life, and there's more freaks out there.
And there's little freak companies that start up, you know, these little fuckers who just get screwed, you know?
Yep.
And they don't have a fucking, they don't have a chance. And they're trying to, you know, maybe make jewelry, maybe they're trying to make some fucking vegetarian herb stuff, maybe they got some herbalism shit, they're fighting against the health organization.
And how cool would it be to have enough money from advertisers?
I saw exactly what you're talking about. We went to, I took Gargoyle Doc to Stanley Park, we went to the aquarium, Bulbous the Clown. He makes the balloon animals for kids.
He's been kicked out of Stanley Park.
He was there the other day. He has a big sign. He has a big sign with Save Bulbous the Clown. He has all the articles they run in the paper about the media, how they've reported on how the aquarium and how the city of Vancouver is coming at him with their bylaws, and they won't license him for next year, and he won't be allowed to come back. He has a petition that you can sign to save Bulbous the Clown. He wants people to go on fucking talk shows and save Bulbous the Clown.
Yeah.
One of the bylaw officers came down and said, you can't have that sign up, you can't have these petitions, you can't have all this stuff in here, you can't have the microphone, you can't do a show because you're gathering people, it's a hazard. He says, he says, write me a ticket, write me a fine. He says, I'm not going to write you a ticket, but I'm going to call the police. He says, call the police. What do they do? The Vancouver City Police comes down, they take one fucking look at it, and they go, I'm not going to write you a ticket. I'm going to have to go talk to my supervisor.
Yeah.
The cop just fucking walked away because he knew there was no way he
was
going to touch
them. Oh, my God.
Them.
I'm going to like,
2 seconds on
I'm
the phone.
Stop a guy who's giving balloon animals to children.
Yes.
Who's
yeah.
a fucking tradition.
Yes. He's been there for 15 years. He is an icon at Stanley Park.
Everyone,
and we are not going to license him for
anyone who's ever gone through Stanley Park, which is the biggest park we have here in Vancouver.
In the city.
In the city. Anyone who's ever gone through there has seen Bulbous the fucking Clown.
Okay, yeah,
except me.
You've never
I've
seen
never
him.
I've never seen him either.
You too.
To be honest, I haven't seen him either. But the point is,
thank
point
you.
Is lots of people I don't go through there. I don't go through there, so it's no big deal.
Sounds like you guys, you know, you're in a really, you were in a really tough, you know, rock and hard place kind of thing. But it sounded like they wanted to do some sort of, like, self-censorship, which would totally go away. With everything.
I can't even say
that. I don't know you can't. I'm just saying it sounds like, hypothetically speaking, it sounds like that would be totally against your ideas. And
to be honest with you, and 100%, like, because we got nothing to lose here, the guys were actually pretty cool.
They were very cool.
They were very cool guys. And believe me, if I was pissed with these people, oh, fuck you. Fuck your paper, okay? Come sue my ass, right? Like, I
borrow a line from the insider. Fuck me.
Fuck you. No, but in all seriousness, these guys were very cool with it. It's just they didn't...
It didn't quite work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out. And
one point on the advertisement thing. If McDonald's wanted to put an ad on the, on...
I tell
the
them,
state, no,
fuck
just,
the wall.
Just a sec. They wanted to put an ad, but they didn't have control. They didn't want control over what you say about it. You wouldn't put McDonald's
no,
on?
No, I would not
no
put
way.
McDonald's
Sean,
on the fucking station.
Why not? After every single McDonald's commercial, you could then use that as a focus point to put McDonald's down? You wouldn't take advantage of that?
I think
you wouldn't take advantage of the money McDonald's wants to give you to fuck over McDonald's? Wouldn't that be the perfect irony?
I have no problem with having
it. Would you just love to suck up money from McDonald's to use against them?
I'd rather feel good about
myself.
I'd rather
fuck over McDonald's.
Without
the money.
I'd rather fuck over McDonald's with ads from companies like Yives.
I don't think putting an ad up,
Flora Vitamins,
is selling out. The selling out is when you now can't talk about something because of taking the money.
My point is
you taking money from using McDonald's as an example is not selling out by any means. You're merely taking their money. And whose money better to take?
But they can say anything they want in their ads, and we don't want them to.
No, wait a minute. That's who cares what they put in their ad? You can say whatever you want, okay?
Yeah.
But my point is that if you put a McDonald's ad on the station, that isn't selling out. What's selling out is then willing to say it in your contract as well, oh, no, and we won't say anything bad about McDonald's. That is
different
selling
levels.
Out for money.
What were you going to say?
Selling out
what were you going to say, Doc?
Whether or not you sell out by taking their money isn't the point. The point is that the perception, other people who are listening at home, their perception of the show has changed. Whether or not you guys can't talk about certain things, oh, fuck, you know, they're taking money from X. And, well, obviously, I mean, I don't know if anyone remembers when Slashdot was bought out by VA Linux earlier this year. I mean, that's what everyone was, you know, bitching about, oh, well, they're not going to be independent anymore. And it's that sort of mentality against...
Okay, but if they
perception.
Sold the station to McDonald's, that'd be different. My point is, you could have attached to their McDonald's ad your own ad. McDonald's sucks, don't eat there.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Girl on the left, what was your
point? Well, I remember at the student newspaper where I worked, we had the same kind of debates. The...
you know, talking about taking tobacco ads when a lot of the editorial staff had serious ethical problems with tobacco ads.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, is you know, you're saying that you can have the ad and then you can sort of take your time and poke fun at it. But either way, you've just suddenly devoted a whole hell of a lot of your space to McDonald's.
I see a huge difference between an ad in a newspaper and an ad on here. Because in a newspaper,
listen to this.
Yeah, but in a newspaper, you have a picture and you look at it. And if McDonald's makes this wonderful, colorful picture, you look at it, and then below it you just have text. And, you know, it's not a wonderful, colorful picture, and lots of people just ignore the text.
But
here, McDonald's has their ad, and then we have our ad.
You have to listen to McDonald's ad.
You're still devoting a part of your limited time, your limited resources.
Space,
in the case
time,
of a, yeah, exactly. In the case of a newspaper, it's space. In the case of the radio station, it's time.
Yeah.
You're still taking a chunk of what is a necessarily a limited resource, and you're still dedicating it to, and you're still
and
giving them the brain space of your.
But if
audience.
It comes down to a matter of time. As the
Bye,
issue,
Nila.
Well, you still have
Brother
the choice to say
fine.
No. That's you're adding another element to it. We're talking right now, no ads, and
I
now we're going to add, say, one, you know, tainted corporation.
It depends what
still
level you're
much
comfortable
more
with,
time
though.
That you're talking about McDonald's and not talking about what you actually want to talk about. You're just sort of out of necessity saying, no, McDonald's sucks, and now back to our regular programming.
Yeah.
No, I started up agreeing with
I think
you
that's weak. Sorry.
I can't be there to say McDonald's sucks after every McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, but you can make an MP3 file that says it every single time.
Private Drex, I kind of started out agreeing with you, but now that Girl on the Left kind of said her piece, I'm going to have to say I actually agree with her in the fact that it is also, and something that Doc here just said a few seconds ago, it is the listener's perception of what voice we allow to represent, what voice we allow, we take the money from, we choose to say, here's our part of our time, here's a voice we don't mind having heard.
Okay, you're talking about an idealistic point of view, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just talking about who's going to be telling them, oh, we're taking the money from McDonald's? You are. When you tell them, you're going to say, yeah, you know, we're getting money from McDonald's, and we're
I really see.
And every time they hear the ad, they're going to hear the anti-McDonald's.
They're
going to know that you're using the money from McDonald's.
I see that.
Okay.
By taking the money from McDonald's and running their ads, you're implicitly saying McDonald's is okay.
No, you're not.
That's wrong. You're telling your listeners, oh, no, McDonald's sucks.
Structural integrity.
They're not so bad that you don't want to have them heard on your radio station. That's the thing.
Okay, structural integrity.
I think the most important thing that Grunt Radio has to remember is that we still want the Nike missile base, so we should get as much money as we can.
You know what? Let's put it this way, because Sim and I, we started out as a grassroots organization for freaks and losers.
Hey.
And if it needs to fucking die that way, then that's the way it's going to die.
It'll die that way.
It'll be born, and it will be raised, and it will stay by freaks, for freaks. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't
There's
need
There's lots
money.
Of money out there. Okay. We can take money from people we
and
like.
If we wind up burning because of it, then burn bright, bitch.
So if there's any tiny little grassroots organization, if there's any private little company out there who hears our voice, who doesn't mind us maybe ripping them a new fucking asshole, who wants to actually be heard on this forum,
contact us
at www.rantradio.com.
info@rantradio.com. And by the way, a good hello to a late arrivals.
Hoongenanky.
Hoongenanky. And
Prophet
Quoth. And say hello into the microphones. And we were just discussing...
No, my prostate hurts. This is Anki. Hello, everybody. Taking the microphone away now.
Okay. So.
More estrogen.
We should fill them in on what happened? Or
Yeah, I think we should fill them in.
Yeah, so,
it's all Laurie Rilke wants today.
Oh, you're listening just now?
You have doubled the amount of estrogen in the room.
Oh.
So you know about we were tried to be purchased. Yeah, and we told them to fuck a wall.
Pound sand, suck a dead cat.
Well, we didn't actually... Anki, what do you think?
It came out a little harsher than I wanted.
If McDonald's wants to give Rant Radio money, but they don't want... They're not asking for control. Do you think that's wrong?
We can say, fuck McDonald's,
selling out,
evil, evil.
Do you think it's selling out to take money from McDonald's? But you're not selling out because you still have complete control. You can still say whatever you want. You can still say absolutely everything. But now you have money coming in from McDonald's.
But we don't know here. I mean, these people know. But we don't know what it was and who it was that offered us.
No. This is all
hypothetical. We're talking hypothetically. Apart from us, if McDonald's offers money, it depends on what they offer me money for. If McDonald's offers me money to do an ad for their host for sick children, fucking A, I'm right in there. I mean, McDonald's is a big company.
For they want to make an ad for Big Macs, 99 cents.
Every Tuesday.
Value rainforest fuck you meal.
That's right. Yep.
Every cow that is in this burger consumed five times its body mass and vegetation and contributed to the ever-decreasing rainforest of the earth.
Although, actually,
a lot
if
lot,
that was the
very
ad,
large
I'm sure,
of water.
If that was the ad, I'm sure you would not object to it being on Rant Radio.
Maybe. That might be okay, actually.
if we could make the ads, that'd be okay.
I just had my cheeseburger and McDonald's.
Hey, Ronald, that was the kid who was on the bus with me.
Bend over.
You like that? You want to hear my answer again?
Ronan T. Knight said, "Fuck them! If you need to, goddamn it, we will sponsor you all."
And that's pretty
it wasn't Dr. Pepper.
I got that
for
I saw that.
Money.
It wasn't Dr. Pepper.
Because we probably sponsored him.
What's this wage slave thing? If you work at McDonald's, you're a wage slave. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was a wage slave for 3 years. Back off, man.
No. I don't understand.
A better definition of what a wage slave is? Okay, yeah. You go to work. You work a job that you would never, in a million years,
pick
do on purpose. If you weren't getting money for
it. I want a fried burger.
And they pay you just enough money so that you don't quit.
You're not
right
wearing your
happy
visor.
The majority,
go back home and get your visor. You're not wearing your visor. I'm going to tell the manager on you if you don't get your visor.
All right, but that's a petty manager. That's not McDonald's.
Welcome. There's no such thing as an unpetty manager.
That's fine, but that's not just McDonald's. That's any job that has a petty manager.
This
that's a bad
manual.
Example.
And the manager has to obey these rules because he's a wage slave, too. Marginally better paid wage slave.
And he gets wage slave. A wage slave is someone who works in another country making shoes for Nike.
Oh.
When you work at a fast food restaurant, that was a good job for me when I was a kid. I worked at a restaurant
you
and
know,
I made
now,
some money.
What so color is the sky in your world?
Hang on 1 second. Everyone take a step back.
I don't
anyone notice how desperate Private Drex is to defend McDonald's. I think he was offered a side deal.
No,
I never. Now he's going to mention McDonald's every
Johnny
show.
Johnny Big Mac, hamburgers.
I think the Israelis have had good results with cutting.
Okay, what gross national product per capita do you have to have before it stops being a wage slave? Like, is it every person earns
it? Is it a money or principal thing?
$10,000 a year, and then you can no longer be a wage slave? Like,
fuck,
if you're in Indonesia, can you be a wage slave? But not if you live in
Singapore?
It's
all about your standard of
living.
No.
No,
it's...
where's the line there?
The line
totally makes no sense.
No. Look.
Are you listening
to
yourself?
Wait a minute. Our government makes the minimum wage.
You guys want to make some
They've decided what the minimum wage is. McDonald's pays what they say the minimum wage
and
is.
It's just enough to meet my mortgage, too.
Okay, but the job wouldn't even be there if they didn't make a lot of money on it. They wouldn't have McDonald's on every street corner making money and giving jobs to people if they weren't making so much fucking money.
The money,
the job
isn't
going
still
to people
be there.
Working there. People, the money is being made by the fucking guys.
Okay,
the
but
job
having, they wouldn't
there.
Have that job at all.
No, the job would still be there. They pay the people less money. The argument here is not whether or not you can be a wage slave in Canada. Really, it comes down to a separate issue, which is the corporations are evil, and they will pay you just barely enough money to keep you in the job. And if you quit, that's okay, because there's lots of
money. Why does the government not raise the minimum wage? If that's the case.
Because
the
companies would get mad at them, and the companies run the government.
No, because the companies, many, many, many companies, would not be able to make business.
Hold it.
Companies would not feel
what do you want, Dak?
Companies would not feel like paying them. The finite, desperate, discrete amount of percentage of their profits that they feel like paying people to make more profit for them will not change.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to pay 10% more people out of their little drip of the bucket, they're just going to hire 10% less people and make that 90% work 10% more.
What were you going to say?
Probably 20% more and then raise the price of burgers another 10%.
That's right. What was your point, Dak?
Oh, no, I had no point about this. I was just pointing out to Ronan Medic here because Ronan Medic had a long story, I think he said, so I was just wondering on the time.
No,
but it's okay. It's okay. That's what we were saying.
This is actually interesting.
I know.
Let them go.
I know. We were doing hand signals back and forth between each other.
Okay. Brainwashing 8 is done. It will be up soon.
You can get it by contacting
Smokehouse.
I miss having the.
What
video
were we
monitor.
Talking about?
I wish I could.
I can't remember.
See the
we were
IRC.
Talking about McDonald's.
Yeah,
we
want.
I remember.
Me and girl on the left want to see the IRC
okay.
messages.
I need
where
two monitors.
Four monitors go to
what monitor. Two monitors. A monitor splitter and two monitor extensions and some shelves, and then we can have some. There you go.
Well, hell,
you guys would be
IKEA.
Able to afford this stuff if you'd sold out like you should have.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Believe you me. If we'd have sold out, we would have been able to do noontime shows. We would have been able to dedicate a lot of time to this shit.
Would you be able to do tons of new equipment?
Would you be able to like pay employees? Like
no.
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 Then it wasn't worth selling out for.
Exactly.
And that's not a joke. No, that's not a joke. Because if you weren't making enough money... to hire people, you're not making much.
We're not saying
so
we're going to
hire the hecklers.
You guys should just stop talking because we're smart enough to get it enough. We're smart enough to
weasel. Okay, 20 questions. Go.
The until we know exactly what
yeah.
they offer.
The answer
you.
To every question you ask me will be no.
When exactly did we turn into Front Page Challenge?
So
thank you, John Sununu.
Okay, it's. Time for
wait. I have one more thing. Okay.
Speaking of Front Page Challenge, did you know the CDC logo is now apparently a really trendy T-shirt in New York City? And they claim, and the store that's
really?
Making the T-shirts claims it's just an odd coincidence.
Really?
Actually, there was one bit of news I wanted to get out because I'm surprised you guys weren't going apeshit about this.
What's that?
Apparently, there was some company who or some internet site that was doing Japanese. Ads, and they had one with
oh,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and these people came down on them, and apparently they were their line
that's
was
kind of funny.
They were is somehow pirating an intellectual property. How are you pirating an intellectual property by showing it outside of its like local zone? How the hell does that work?
I just had a little head snap there when I heard you actually almost used the word Schwarzenegger and intellectual in the same sentence.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
What happened?
I've heard about this. What happens is a lot of North American celebrities do ads in Japan that wouldn't be caught dead doing in North America. And they're hysterical.
Different culture.
They're hysterical. You have Madonna holding up a can of vodka to the camera saying, "I'm pure." Things like that. Very, very
smart. I might pay money to see that one.
Brad Pitt does heavy, heavy advertising for Edwin Jeans in Japan. Winona Ryder advertising cans of coffee the design looks like it was ripped off a Starbucks.
Jean-Claude Van Damme did one for like some sort of chow mein noodles.
Dancing baby, for God's sakes. I showed you guys the dancing baby.
Debbie Moore doing one for a protein.
There's a website that has a gallery of
protein squeeze tube of like some sort of energy like gel. So I mean, these were
they wanted to bring them over and put them on the internet.
They did have them over here.
There is an online gallery out there somewhere. I forget the name of it, but you can look it up. It shouldn't be too hard to find. It's got a gallery of all these North American stars and all these ads they've done overseas. Michael J. Fox for Shimano fishing reel.
So they did the internet site over here.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's got like this really embarrassing ad, apparently climbed aboard his agent, danced on his head for half an hour, and ran down the front of him.
It's going to ruin my
I think everyone will think of me as
too. It's like him walking down a seashore with a lady and going, "Do you ever get that not-so-fast feeling?"
No, actually, it was for some entertainment system where they bring American movies over to Japan, and he plays like three roles in it, and this is, "What are you going to do, Mr. President?" And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger as the president. He's like, he plays like four roles in it. Once again, an actor not giving other actors a break.
There he goes. Somebody already posted in the IRC.
Yeah. Arnold being the president, "We're going to import American stars to Japan, you know, for your entertainment value." And then the next scene is Arnold in a little cage on a conveyor belt going into a plane, you know. And so, I mean, this is funny. This shit is funny. I mean, if you saw this, you would laugh at it. You wouldn't think anything less of Arnold for it.
Probably more.
You'd think more of him because he's got a fair pair of balls to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
even if you do think you don't want to look like an asshole on television, don't bend over and take it on the ass in television.
Exactly.
You don't hear Antonio Banderas complaining about the time he acted in a movie where he took it up the ass on television. That's because he liked it. Okay, let's move right along with the, what do we got?
You want to do gross hospital stories, Dak?
Okay.
Okay, we will do Gross House. How about we do Gross Hospital Stories, then we do Tales from the Streets?
I'm not caring.
Not caring. Okay, we got a promo that Smokehouse did. Sean wanted to play that again.
For Gross House, what is it?
I think we played it last week. Smokehouse cult promo, maybe?
Yeah, I remember. This is actually cool.
Yep, this is a very, very cool one. And then we'll go to Gross Hospital Stories. So here it is on Rant Radio, who doesn't sell us.
Their only way to understand the world was to be totally misunderstood. Are you?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I'm the last, and this is my lamp. I wished for you, and here you are.
This rebellion things are going through. I understand it, not completely, but I respect it. I didn't sell out, son. I bought in.
You cattle, cow, you sheep, you fucking farm animal. I will promise for free to cleanse your spiritualism and make you into a better fucking human being.
That's a message from Satan. Go look at the window right now. There are flies spelling, go fuck yourself. The reason why the ants keep coming is look at them. If you look them under a microscope, you will see a little ant and you will go, which is ant for it. Hey, it's a ant!
Never have so many of Satan's followers been amassed on the earth as there are now. 666. The mark will be on all of them.
So if you're going to make a comment about some shit like that, do me a favor, okay? Shut the fuck up. We don't have time for your Mickey Mouse 2,000-year-old bullshit. Where's your Messiah, shithead? Maybe you should just kind of go along with the idea that it's the idea and not the dogma.
What's the solution? What's the solution here?
Email join at thecult.org.
I never really thought of myself as a goth, but could be. Why not?
If you really don't want to try to stop cult, the goths are coming, fucker. The goths are coming, okay? So get the fuck out of our way. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
It's time for your old Uncle Dak to tell you a tale again.
Woohoo!
This is a new one. This actually happened last night. Your Uncle Dak had a workup at Mount St. Joseph's Hospital, where, as I've said before, it's a rather sleazy...
Whoa, you fucked it up.
No, don't worry.
No. It works out. It works out.
Don't worry about it.
It works out.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so,
right.
your Uncle Dak, in case you hadn't mentioned, or I hadn't mentioned this, has worked at a hospital for a long time. 5 years, I think.
How long?
5 years. And in that time, I saw many gross, disgusting, and really ucky things. And last night, I have to say, this one bothered me. Now, it was a crazy night. I had three separate incidents that happened. I'm not going to go into all of them. I'm just going to go into the one that actually grossed me out. It's kind of a short little tale, so I'm going to go through it quick. You want to, if you're very squeamish, you might want to leave the room. If you're squeamish about your eyes, you have to leave the room on this one. Well, I'm sitting there in the...
What happened to me?
What?
Well, if it's my eyes, they must have improved eye repair technology a lot.
Drex, shut the fuck up.
Ronan Medic, would you reconnect his IV drip?
Can I have another Dr. Pepper?
Somebody... So anyhow, before I was so rudely interrupted, I am sitting there in emergency, where I keep an eye on things in case things go to hell in a handcart. And in comes this guy, carried by his friend, actually supported by his friend, and this guy is screaming. This guy is hollering. He has a hand covering one half of his face. He is making noises that a grown man does not make unless they are experiencing immense amounts of pain. It appears this gentleman works at a local restaurant. And he took some object, I don't know what it was, and he dropped it into the deep fryer. And up splashed a huge gob of hot oil and splashed right into his eye.
Now, that doesn't sound gross or
just sounds painful but doesn't sound bad, let me describe the injury. Now, we are not a trauma center. We are not capable of doing anything about this. Matter of fact, I don't think any hospital is capable of doing anything about this. But we had to get them stabilized so we could transport them over to Royal Columbian, where they have a trauma center that can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
The glob of oil, heated oil, blistered the eye. The surface of the eye, including the lens. The blister had raised 3/4 of an inch to the point that it had protruded so far he could not close his eyelid over the blister.
Oh.
Is that a pin?
Did it taste just like chicken?
I have no idea. I had to help hold this guy down while we strapped him down. As we strapped him in, they gave him, without stabilizing, a shot of morphine and a shot of Demerol before we sent him away. Ronan Medic, want to tell him how bad that is?
Mixing drugs is good.
So we sent this fucker off. I have absolutely no idea what happened to him after that. I can't finish the story. Matter of fact, I don't really want to. That's it. That's all she wrote. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow.
So all of you McDonald's crew kids out there, keep that one in mind.
All you wage slaves out there working at McDonald's, risking your eyesight for minimum wage.
This is brought to you by the big extra meal.
I'm sorry. All I take is for one snotty little motherfucker to go, you better get that special sauce out of the fridge. And I'd be like, beep, 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 beep. And somewhere the mixture of that fry machine going off. And that little snotty, well, we need to get this fry order done. And I'd look. And Crystal Method would start playing in the background.
You know, your life was directed by John Woo.
And my whole McDonald's
when did
John
become the bad guy?
And it would just go John Woo. I'd like the apron would fall, and it'd be like the shortcut of the apron goes normal speed, slow, floating, lands on the floor in a pile, and then I just reach behind my back and pull the twin chromed auto mask. And it's going, and then you know, like I go down on my knees and I like cross the hands and go. I start shooting my coworkers, you know, and I'd like spin back up, and the hairnet would fly off,
and
he's like landing.
He does a Spider-Man maneuver over the counter.
Flames,
and he's running,
and I'm running. And the theme music. You guys have a good insurance.
Am I the only one who's noticed that the poses and the camera positions used in John Woo movies are exactly the same poses and camera angles, and even slowdowns and everything else that are used in really high class porn movies?
I don't watch really high class porn movies.
You're the expert there. Damn right, I'm the expert. 317 porn movies and counting. Well, I guess not anymore.
Inky, I only watch like dirty debutantes. That's it. I want the amateur stuff. Nothing professional for me.
Have I got a hard drive for you? Okay, so.
Wow.
I thought it was a floppy.
Oh, there's a burn. And
are you ready?
I don't know you well enough to make any of my normal comebacks after that. Which is unfortunate.
For you.
So
are you ready?
I'm going to make you lose 50 pounds as soon as the show ends really fast. By cutting your fucking head off. Okay.
Poison Cheeto, yes, you can come on the show if you move to Canada.
Yes, you can. Anybody. That's true.
Anybody wants
Doc
to come up as a
living proof that you can come here and even fucking call
somebody
me
has made it.
And I even imported new munitions into the country.
That's
so.
Right. That's right. He's wearing the DCSS.
The DVD imported munitions T-shirt.
Is there a award?
We're
for that?
Waiting for the RCMP trucks to arrive at any second.
What's that?
What?
Is there a reward for that? We can make some funding off that.
I gotta say,
is there a price on his head?
If I may borrow a line from a really cheap movie, the man with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
What was that movie? What movie was that? Oh, well.
Does it matter?
The man with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Wait, you're going to go home and watch it?
I think it was a bad Jim Carrey movie, I think.
Probably. Sounds like it.
Oh, yes.
Luna Medic, are you ready?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah? Okay. And now it's time for, this will say.
Tales from the Street.
Running Medic
evening, everyone. This is Ronan Mack once again telling you tales from the street. My happy, joyful tale doesn't involve a vulsed eyes that happen to get dunked in gross amounts of oil.
Most of yours are with dead people, actually.
Actually, so far, yes. Mine have had a very high failure rate. No, and this one, again, is not much better. This one happens.
Is this why you're not employed as a paramedic? you're like that guy in that fucking one. What was that last one they came out? That Martin Scorsese.
Bring out the dead.
Bring out the dead. It's like
you get to that high burnout feeling, and you just kind of like, wait, well, what's the point?
Run a medic to steal a line that I heard Doc here just say, and to steal a line from a movie. You see dead people.
I see a lot of them.
I see dead people.
Okay, so
this happened to me a joyful trifle a bit. We have two very drunk East Indian gentlemen.
Okay, this is...
I like this story already!
Yeah, I'm not a surprise. And I have no idea if there's any monkey speak there, Desmond. Okay, so...
At this point, we'd like to endorse that we are not racial here at all. And...
By that, do you mean that everybody...
Shut the
white?
Fuck up, Drexel!
Well, you know, I just wanted to clarify what you're saying.
I will tie you to this bomb and throw you off the cliff if you get out the bomb.
You were trying to cover up what we're... Not, yes, cover what we're saying, but I just wanted to make sure it was clear what you were saying.
Disclaimer, disclaimer.
Disclaimer, disclaimer.
I was disclaimering the disclaimer. Yeah,
we're not responsible for anything.
Cult is not in Dak. Dak is not in cult.
How about you just make it simple? We're not bigots.
Okay, that too.
There you go.
That works.
That works. Good.
Anyhow, these two individuals, which happen to be of the ethnic background of East Indian.
They were Hindus.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now that we're generating. So we have these two carpet riders. They're booting.
No.
That's not true anyways, isn't that?
We cannot call East Indians rug riders, blueberries, none of that.
What is that reference? Is that like Aladdin or something?
Yeah, Aladdin.
That's Middle East.
Yeah.
Not Indian.
Oh, you can't call them camel jockeys, rug riders.
At least if you're going to be a bigot, get your fucking history.
I can open your eyes.
Okay, come on. So no sand nigger comments, none of that shit. Okay?
Hey, serious.
I'm serious, fuck. I'm being serious.
And the proper term is Duncoon.
Duncoon.
You guys got the wrong geography here.
Okay, guys. Seriously.
These
guys all half of their bags off.
Don't stop now. There might be two or three terms left.
East Indians are from India. Not the Middle East.
Oh, who cares? They're not white.
They're Canadian.
East Indian.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't slam the floor.
Stop being bigots or we'll start shooting.
These two men of irrelevant ethnicity, continue,
are driving down in their atypical, very 80s orange
Camaro.
Trans Am.
Okay.
At very high speeds. At approximately 2 in the morning. Now, there's a really nasty corner where I was working at the time where if you go down here at excessive speed and try and hang your right, it's not so bad. It's only a gentle turn. But if you have the brilliant idea to try and turn left, and it's not so brilliant an idea, considering it's about a 110-degree angle, trying to turn.
Geometry.
So it's not so much a turn, it is a point which leads off of the side of the mountain. Beware of the flying R.
Yes, correct. Now, as luck would have it, these two drunk individuals were booting down at high speed. One of them had the nauseous stomach and decided to lean his head and shoulders out the window and decided to vomit. So here he is, spewing out the window, still semi in a seatbelt.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Leaving a technicolor trail.
A trail for about a quarter block. This is when his friend says, you know, I can make that corner at 75 miles an hour, because that's when the speedometer broke. And tries to do a Jim Rockford turn. Well, as the idiot would have it, slides sideways, starts doing the Rockford turn, and starts to roll the car.
Oh.
Now, as anyone who's paying attention, as they're trying to turn left, which means the passenger side goes forward, we have said individual
who's
now leaning out the window. The car then begins to roll.
Ah.
We now have said individual caught between the car at high speed at 75 miles an hour, get rolled onto his side, scraped,
Uh-huh.
Proceed to flip.
I see.
Now, the car doesn't flip once, it flips twice.
Which means it comes back down on top of the...
Which comes back on top of him not once, but not twice. But thanks to the seatbelt and the way he got pinned in there, he didn't have the common decency to get thrown.
Which would have been
a far nicer thing.
And somehow I have a vision of you standing over top of this guy going, "You're a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ, look at this shit. Do you know how long it takes to get these stains out?"
So on roll about 2.5 to almost 3, this is when he finally gets thrown. Now, fortunately, he didn't go too far because there was this nice fence and post that managed to break his fall before he went projected farther. Someone happens to witness this car on its side and its ditch, and this is when we get called up. I respond. This is my first night on with this particular fire department. Yes, always is. Well, we always get the shittiest ones in the first call. So, of course, the more experienced EMT gets sent to deal with the driver. You're the rookie. You go search the perimeter and see if you can find anybody. This is when I notice, kind of looking on as I jump off the pump truck.
Hey, there's a giant scab on the road.
There wasn't just one. It was this one that was kind of hairy, meaty, kind of whitish. And then there was not so much meaty as it was kind of chunky white and a whole shitload of blood. With about a 30-foot gap. There's about a 10-foot streak, 30 to 50-foot gap, 10-foot streak.
Right. And damn, I bet you love your job.
Oh, absolutely.
This does not bode well for the DVD.
This bodes poorly. This bodes very poorly. So I start wondering, where would I look for said body? And then I see the divot in the fence. There's a good spot to check. So off I go. And lo and behold,
at this point, you put on the headphones and start listening to classical music. And you walk down the highway.
And there was a firefight!
In any case, Boondock Saints, go see it. You'll get the joke. Okay.
I proceed over to this kind of mound of grass that's kind of just laying there twitching. And I go over, and there's this guy with about, a third of his head ground off.
Oh,
still
top
twitching.
Third, bottom third.
About take a saucer.
Put it on the back of his head. Uh huh.
Right about there.
Uh huh.
Slice in.
And imagine that kind of ground.
Oh, so like a rabbi cap.
I imagine like a rabbi cap and grind it.
I can actually appreciate that. You know, the symmetrical. You know, like it wasn't the side of his head. It was nice and perfectly centered on the back of his head.
It was very
smooth. It doesn't take away from the fact
that can be an art form.
It still doesn't take away from the fact that was decent enough to throw.
Potentially looks presentable in the casket.
In theory,
come over.
In theory,
quickly is converted to a Jew on death. You know.
Anyhow, I approach. Lo and behold, not only is he convulsing and the eyes just kind of staring blank left in his face, somehow he's still breathing.
Yo, that's fucking great.
So
that's
here great. I am.
So he dropped two rounds in his forehead and said, "Oh, he's dead."
No, that means
that our Ronin medic has to start working on him.
No, this means I get the joy of having to work on this guy. So, of course, I call my captain over saying, "Captain, I require some assistance over here. He's still alive." Lo and behold, this is when the captain comes up, goes, "Oh, Jesus." And
Mohammed, captain.
effectively at this time, or great God cow, or whatever it happens to
Allah,
be.
Whatever.
He proceeds to assist me, and I begin to bag valve and all the rest of the treatments, and he starts going to regular convulsions. And I start looking
at shock.
Oh, surprise, surprise. But the thing I'll never forget is, one, the smell of brain.
Yeah.
Two, the consistency of egg, very similar to scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And three, the fact that my captain thought that this guy's chances were so good, they started picking the gravel out of his brain.
This tells me your captain has been working for too long.
Oh. Wow.
He'll live. He'll never see again. He'll never hear again. He'll never speak again.
No,
but he'll live.
No. Fortunately, actually, the local county decided to haul him off. And well, after he crashed once, because I was assisting them as they took him to
crashing means died.
Correct, as in flatline.
Right, and then we basically defib, which means you take out the old paddles and put a little charge through.
Spark, smack.
Yeah,
save fun at parties.
Yeah, so we literally throw him into the back of the ambulance. I'm sitting there working on the bag, and the local assigned paramedic is sticking needles in him, and he's just going, "Wow, how is he still alive?" And finally, he flatlines and crashed. And at this point, he just simply gets on the phone and calls the coroner and says, yeah, hi, doc. Yeah, we have one coming in. We need a time. This is the injuries. And we finally called him at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think trying to bring him back
is a fucking cruelty. Yeah. It's a cruelty and a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's, at that point, it's the guy sits there, he drools, and I don't know whether he had an organ donor card or not. Not a clue. I have no idea. But this is the chunky, meaty one.
Story. I have one question, and,
yes, sir.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. And
closer to the mic.
I'm just curious here, but when he has the type of injury that I'm picturing, I mean, how is your operating on him and manipulating, tweaking him, whatever, and picking pebbles out of his head? How do you keep? I mean, how does the brain have enough consistency not to just
pour out?
Yes. Pour out like a bowl of jelly?
No, in some respects it does, in some respects it doesn't. It depends how it's.
Have you ever seen a sack
like water
of frog eggs?
No, the human brain.
I was thinking head cheese, but
no. If you take a sack of frog eggs. They're like these kind of like chunks of jello that are loosely masked, and they'll move around.
Human brain is a very jelly-like substance that has a thick consistency. Very loose, but just enough to hold together on its own form.
Yeah. So
imagine jello, like literally very, very, very
cold
jello.
If the hole was bigger and it was tilted right, and it wasn't connected to his spine, yeah.
That motherfucker would have spilled.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines.
The areas that he's chopped off, like his bodily functions would have still been there, but he would have basically been a vegetable.
The phone lines are open. Let's play the intro for it.
Because people are jonesing.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAM. Or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome. All right, yes, it is time to phone in. 1-877-729-7268. The phone lines are open for the next 20 minutes, and here's the first call.
Shut up, everyone.
Did you read the rules? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey,
Nixter.
How you doing, Nixter? What's up, buddy?
I got the brainwashing aid up on my site.
Excellent.
Oh, good. Okay.
Have you posted that in the IRC for people to go find?
Yeah, I posted it, and I also Smokehouse asked me to.
Excellent.
I guess he was tired of people saying, "Send this to me. Send this to me." What's your ICQ?
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties there, but it should be fixed out. No worries.
Yeah, it's on Nixter.net.
Okay.
Excellent. Nice short. People can find it.
Yeah. So, did you guys like that song, The Master of Puppets?
Oh, that's great.
God.
Oh, God.
Were you the one who originally posted that on the site?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sexy, man. Good find. You've been posting some amazing stuff. If you guys go and look on the site now, I've been kind of burning the midnight oil a little bit, so I've been able to post as much as I've liked the last few weeks. But Nixter and APOC have been posting like maniacs. On the site, so it's been very, very, very cool.
Well, this always helps when you don't have a life.
And the Prophet site is coming along, and it's going to be up soon.
Fucking A, man. I'm totally pleased about that.
It's going to have a MySQL database and all the other stuff, and I'm going to build a submission system for the images and all the other stuff. So.
Cool, cool. Okay, man, so anything else?
Nope.
All right, baby, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right.
So, yeah, Nixter's been doing some amazing shit. If you hit the site, a lot, and APOC, too. APOC's a fucking posting machine, man. The guy's been...
Yeah, it's really good. People are posting a lot of stories.
And if you want to post, you just contact Enki, and he'll set you up with your posting.
And what's the email address? I don't know what your email address is. I go... Contact Enki.
Enki at rantradio.com.
There you go.
Enki at thecult.org, but try Rant Radio, because I think Enki at Rant Radio works. But whatever, I'll set it up.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Jodath Moore.
This is who?
Jodath Moore.
Jodath Moore.
Jodath Moore! You're a first-time caller. How you doing?
Yes, I am. Good. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Oh, right. Really? Right.
We got a lot of calls
from Philadelphia. What are you calling in about tonight?
Not much. Just about the advertising thing. I seriously think advertising sucks.
I think everyone hates advertising. They'd rather not have advertising than have it, for sure.
Unless it's amusing and
maybe
well
done. Doc likes it. You have a question for him. Okay, Doc, you have to speak into your microphone as well.
I was wondering if you've heard anything in the local Philly media about what's going on with the whole RNC thing. If the media is doing anything with that locally.
True.
RNC? I don't know what that is.
Republican
National Conference?
Oh, Republican National Convention.
He arrested everybody who was even...
Oh, just, he's just looking for an update on the arrest.
BillyIMC.com, people.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what happened.
That's okay. No, that's not what you're calling in for anyway. But the one thing is, though, so let me ask you something. If we ran, say, ads for counterculture clothing or, like, grassroots organizations or, like, small companies that were putting out, like, really wicked jewelry or some shit like that, do you think that'd be cool?
Yeah, that'd be great. But those are small companies. These big companies like McDonald's, Levi's, Coke, shit like that. They're, like... Number one, the commercials are awful. Number two, like, their products are everywhere, so it's hard to miss them.
Now, let me ask you something. How long have you been listening to Rant Radio?
Well, I've been listening for, like, since 1999, but you were really inactive for a while, and I just stopped listening, and I just started listening again tonight, so...
Oh, did you? So you just kind of came back on board and thought, hey, wow, these guys have kicked it up a notch and we're all good.
Yeah, I'm happy you moved your time slot to 9 because I had to sit to like 12 or something.
Yeah, that was really hard. We had a lot of people who were trying in on that. So, with what you've seen on Rant Radio, would you tell a friend about it?
Yeah, I told all my friends about it. They'll listen.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's very cool, man. Hey, thanks for the input. That actually means a lot to us, okay? So say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
So if anybody else wants to comment about the advertising thing.
Yeah, by all means, please.
It's you're the people that matter.
That's our call and
topic. If you hate advertising, then tell us you hate advertising. Or what kind of acceptable advertising.
Yeah, what do you think about that whole advertising thing? The big story of the night, we got offered bucks. We didn't take it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's who's calling in next?
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Simplex.
Hey, Simplex.
How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing great. I gotta apologize. I have kind of a cold, so my voice is kind of fucked up.
Jeez, your voice is all fucked up from the normal.
That's
awesome.
No excuse. All right, so what are you calling in for, buds?
All right, I got some good information here about the cult. Okay, I know we've been kind of talking about Rant Radio today, but here's some cult information.
Okay, sure.
All right, Buck has created a cult flyer, and it really kicks ass. It's got, like, all the Klan logos on it, and it's got kind of, like, some information by Sean Kennedy. You know, I get up in the morning, look around, et cetera, et cetera. He's got all that there. Mm-hmm. But what he needs some information about cult to put on this flyer. And I told him, you know, he should put the website, of course, but, you know, if you're interested, send email to join@thecult.org. But he needs some input from other members, so if you can message him or somehow get a message to him or to me, I'd just like to help him out. If you want to look at the flyer, what it looks like now, the website address is www.hyphenated.net/flyer.jpg, and hyphenated is hyphenated.net, and I'll go ahead and post it in the channel as well.
Okay, when somebody sees that in the channel, I'm hoping somebody who's a buddy of mine can send me that URL, okay? And what I can do... Okay, he'll tell me what he needs, but I have got a large chunk of the virus manifesto done.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm a little hesitant. Have him message me, and maybe I can do some custom shit up for the flyer or whatever, and see what's going on. But I'm really interested to see it. And who's doing up the flyer?
It's Buck X.
Oh, Buck X. Oh yeah, he's longtime hardcore. Okay, that's very very cool, man. Yeah, absolutely. And once that gets posted in channel, I'm sure a lot of people. You're looking for like testimonials and shit or what?
Well, I mean.
Oh my God.
My personal. I mean, I'm thinking. Well, I guess what it looks like in the flyer is going to be like. Hand it out and stuff like that, so we can just print these on our own at home or take them to Kinko's and just, you know, fucking just print out like 500 copies of them and just pass them out.
Okay, the one thing you do have to know is that the Flesh Tripper logo is changing.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing that's got to be changed.
Okay, well, I'll let him know, and I'm sure he's listening right now, and he'll know too.
Okay, cool. Okay,
on the second thing, I got an idea for something called Gargoyle Watch, and I noticed that when there's not a Rant Radio program on, I'm one of the only gargoyles in the channel.
Right.
Now, I've been working with a couple of deckers, and I'm starting to think, you know, we need to start taking some action here. You know, we're talking a lot of stuff. I know we do action, but we need to start doing some stuff to kind of get us out there. So what I did was because one of my specialties is finding things on the Internet, I found a discussion board where people were exchanging information about where to get images of underage chicks. And
I heard about this.
Back and forth.
Fall upon them, my children.
What I did was I set my sight from that fucking site. But what I did was I took screenshots of the site, looked up the Who Is information, then worked with Decker Integrity and Decker Chaos. We tracked this guy down, found out his provider, compiled all this information and submitted it to 6 different agencies to get this site shut down. Now we're waiting what's going to come out we're waiting to hear back from these agencies, but we're going to fucking take this guy down, and we're going to continue to do this kind of work because we feel that, you know, yes, we should band together, and yes, we should stop the kind of stuff that the government is doing and all this kind of oppressive crap that goes on every day. We also got to make a difference, too, as we come together.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. Let's talk about a couple of things here. I got an email from Decker Chaos about this, and I'm going to be covering this in Brainwashing 9. Okay, my specific thoughts and views on this. I am incredibly proud that I am part of an organization with people with your kind of initiative can start up and do things like that. That makes it totally worthwhile. Yes, I emphatically endorse what you just did. Absolutely. If I had the shirts done, man, I'd fucking send them to you. I swear to God. But what I want to do is, if you want to start that and you want to run that, once we get the new cult page up, we're going to have ongoing projects, and the gargoyle, you know, sniper watch or whatever you want to call it, okay, you guys can run it, and you guys can set the whole system up, and it can be something that not only is cult going to do, because that's the beauty of cult. You just get good people, let them know the guidelines, and get the fuck out of their way. And this is exactly the kind of stuff that happens. I mean, what you guys did there, you know, that's amazing. You're stopping the exploitation of minors, you're stopping crimes, you're stopping abuse and abuse of children, and that is, you know, really, man, like, what more to say is that? You should be pretty fucking proud of yourself. That's not a small thing, man. That's really, really huge. And I definitely got to think that people got to give kudos to Decker Chaos, to yourself, and
Decker Integrity.
And Decker Integrity. And Decker Integrity, man, that guy's been a fucking machine. And so are the rest of you. Like, it's been very, very cool. Very, very cool. So I want to say thank you, man. That fucking slays.
It's great, you know, and I know I'm speaking for the other two guys, too. I mean, we made our own private channel, you know, we did our own stuff, did our traces on this guy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, you know, we weren't doing this to get thanks from the organization or anything. We were doing this because we wanted to help out. So.
That's right, and that's the idea of cult. If I get shot tomorrow, cult's got to carry on. There's going to be a whole lot of radical little cells, just like the ALF or the Animal Liberation Front or Earth First or all these kind of
the
things.
IRA.
People who put people out in there and say, yeah, we do this for cult and for the ideals of cult, the ideals that Sean Kay originally put up, and then it went from there. And if that winds up happening and this carries on into the new millennium and the digital age, man, fuck, I mean, what kind of honor is that? You know, that's amazing. And I'm really proud, man. I'm really proud that happened. That's all I got to say.
Some more people want to phone in, so.
All right, buddies. Say what the hell.
And
listen to Brainwashing Done. I'll be talking shit about you guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Right on.
But the only thing that would have made that perfect, I mean, completely perfect, is if they gave me his address and a shovel.
Yeah. All right. So more people want to call
shovel.
We're talking about the advertising tonight. Let's keep it
more.
I mean,
more views on the advertising. Yeah, of course you can call in about anything, but we need some views on that. Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jonathan again. I forgot to say Sean Rules, what the hell.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you. Ego swelling.
Uh-oh. Clear the room.
The ego. Okay.
Okay, that's really loud.
All right. So, call on in. If you want to talk about the advertising that happened, if you want to talk about some other stuff that's going on, but let us know what you think. What do you think about the whole advertising thing?
Has anyone ever told us to fuck off?
No.
Come on in and call us to fuck off.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Buck X.
Hey, Buck X. How you doing, buds?
Good.
Right on.
I wanted to say, I just actually finished that flyer about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I posted it up in the IRC a couple times.
The magic of the internet.
Yes.
So okay. What do you think about the advertising?
I'm not a big fan of advertising to begin with, so... You know, but
are small companies, grassroots companies, okay?
A lot better than big corporations, that's for sure.
Have you ever seen a commercial you like?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes when they're like really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right. But I tell you what, Buck X, give me a message. Give me a message, and I'll see if I can send you the new logo and the shit, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, and all the prophets who are listening, Sean Gay fucked up. Everyone say Sean Gay fucked up.
Sean Gay fucked up.
Yes, it's true. I wound up deleting some high-res scans of the Klan logos. I need the Klan logos back. So, Fork, you boys, do you want to send me, or have you got them, or whatever, somebody send me some high-res scans of the images. I need them for the shirts. I need all the Klans. Please send them to me.
Hi, on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Zombie, make it fast, buddy. What's up?
Huh?
Make it fast, buddy. What's up?
Okay, nothing much, but I'm just like to talk about the advertisement crap.
Okay.
Hey, this is what happened at Taco Bell. You know about that little doggy thing? Little Taco Bell dog?
Yeah, right.
He got disqualified. Not disqualified, but he got taken off because...
Fired.
Since 7% of the sales went down. On the Taco Bell food.
Because of that little dog.
Yeah, because of the little dog.
That's a fucking travesty.
Taco Bell.
Yes, you know Taco Bell.
Did you like the dog?
It was okay. He's pretty cool. I like the toy.
We like the toy too, buddy. Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
How did they connect 7% sales to advertisement?
Hey, it probably went up and then it went down.
People seriously fucking hate the dog. He's not kidding.
He gets sick of it, right? Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Hey, this is Poison Cheeto. Hey,
Poison Cheeto! How you doing, bud?
Section focus off, so I decided to call.
Oh, okay. Might as well talk to us live.
Sure.
So what's up?
Not much.
What do you think of that whole advertising thing?
I'm not a fan of advertising, but if there's like things you need, then there's not really another option, I think.
Don't you really need McDonald's though?
To be honest, do you think it'd be cool if we ran small grassroots company ads?
To suffer by being pummeled with a McFlurry.
Like cool stuff.
Cool stuff. Stuff that fits in with Rant Radio and the whole ideas that we go along with, right?
Yeah, like the whole underground freak kind of stores and stuff like that.
Like right body on. Piercing shops or something.
Or General Electric, who makes the Stinger missile, you know.
All right. So say what the hell, buddy.
What the hell?
Right on. Okay, if you got something to say, call in right now.
Jodath Moore, it's join@thecult.org if you want to find out more.
Yes, if anyone does want to join Cult and they want to get involved with this, it is join@thecult.org. Holy fuck, do we have a full house?
Yeah, it's kind of full. That's good, they showed up. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Raskolnikov.
It's who?
Raskolnikov.
Okay, well, did you catch that?
Raskolnikov.
Oh, no wonder. I can't pronounce your name on the IRC anyway. No wonder.
Now we know the pronunciation.
Raskolnikov.
Yeah, you got it right last week. So you had my hopes up, and then you just...
And then we fucked it up. Sorry.
So that's them all over, just dropping your hopes when you had them. All
right, buddy. So what's up? What's the score?
Hey, on that wage slave thing?
Yeah.
You guys were talking about that earlier?
Yeah.
It was first used back in the Industrial Revolution. You ever heard the phrase, owning your soul? Owning your soul to the company store?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from. All the people had worked in the mines and got...
the company would charge them for everything they did.
Yep.
Couldn't quit because they had to pay off that debt before they could.
They probably gave them room and board and
they amassed more and more
debt.
They had a company store. They had company housing. Yeah. You had to pay for it.
Company city.
And it actually ended up being more than your actual wage.
It sounds like Walmart in small towns in the U.S. now, huh? They come in, put everyone out of business, and you work for Walmart and you buy things from Walmart.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal.
So that's.
So where are you calling from, Raskolnikov?
I'm in Kansas right now.
Right on. How's you got a lot of Rant Radio and Cult people down there?
Actually, we got quite a few in the Kansas City, Missouri area.
Right on. I think they're talking about some sort of meeting there because they have quite a few Missouri, Kansas people.
I want to get some kind of a search done where I can actually get a listing of numbers in different states where we're getting stronger. So we can do that now apparently.
Very cool.
So in any case, right on, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Maybe a little
on the subject of pins.
Well, we were actually going to do. We need a map
where everybody is.
So
on the subject of somebody wants
to pick up a map.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day older
and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's the
Tennessee
right in line.
Ford. Tennessee Ford, yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Bob and Fork.
Hey, Fork! How you doing,
bud? I'm having a call. Everybody
they kept calling in.
Yes, goddamn, we're popular now. What the hell?
I know.
We need a switchboard and filter out Lieutenant Major Zombie or something, right? So people can phone in.
Hey, fuck you. I like Lieutenant Major.
Well, I do too. He's very funny. He's comic relief, you know, the Don Knotts of the Rant Radio.
I think you should limit him to, like, one or two calls a night, maybe.
He's only called in twice. So what's your beef, buddy? What's up?
Well, the store is here, and Midget is back here somewhere. And there's, like, a bunch of people in my house.
Sounds like here.
Oh, yeah, well, how many people are there?
Listening party. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Pretty full.
Well, we're setting this up now.
There's 8 people here.
8 people there.
Are they all in cults?
So there's, well, there's one, Jill is, like, not quite in, but she, like, joined or is joining or something like that. I don't know.
One person's talking. Who's all there?
My friend Tyler, and then there's my friend Joe. Joe's up, Tyler's back.
Okay. Damn him, Joe. Okay. You bad guy. What do you all think of the advertising thing?
Advertising sucks.
Yes, advertising does suck.
I missed a lot of the show because drinking Dr. Pepper and eating pizza and...
You passed out, got all drunk, you know.
People getting hit with bats here. Anyway,
sounds like a great listening party.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot more, hopefully. Except next time, Joe, you can't be here.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Everybody say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
And everybody on three. When I count three, you all say what the hell, okay?
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
What the hell?
Excellent. Invite all your friends over Sunday.
And today's show is brought to you by the letter M, the letter P,
and the number,
and the
one.
Number four.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's our sponsor.
We're the Sesame Street of counterculture. Can I be prurried on?
Alrighty.
C is for crack. It's good enough for me.
Who's the caller?
Hi, who's the caller?
Hey, it's Robert Spidey.
Oh, did you get it off?
What's on the goddamn air?
What?
All right, what's up, Spidey?
No, yeah, I just wanted to say, first of all, with the advertising.
Yeah.
See, I think you should take up advertising. Maybe not, you know, the huge corporate fucknuts that, you know, jack off to their little Happy Meals, whatever. But what I think is, you know, you should. Because then when you make a whole shitload of money, right, and then the cult is like, you know, superpower, you know, divine world fucking presence and shit, right, then, I mean, who the fuck's going to bother you? McDonald's like, oh, we're going to throw Happy Meals at you. Yeah. So you'll own their ass, man. Really money, right? You know, you get your little missile silo. You get your freaking bases pointed all over the fucking world and everything. Sweet, right? Not only that, I was also going to say that, seeing as though he hasn't mentioned it yet, Prophet Scribe has been tagged by the corporate hand of Walmart. And,
Yeah. Oh, you're calling Blade, is what you're saying. You're saying heretic! So you're pointing the long digital hand at Prophet Scribe and crying,
he's just finding insider secrets, isn't he? That's the whole thing.
Wait, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Better. Maybe he's working for them.
Do you work at Walmart?
I fucking go in there as little as possible.
Where do you work?
I don't.
Ah!
That's gonna change soon.
That's right. I work my own way. I got my way, don't worry.
Oh, I see.
I'm actually the ringleader of the Texada Gold Underground. No one knows this.
He used to work that kind of job, too, and I just barely avoided jail.
We've got a question from the crowd here.
But see, I'm 18. I look about 12, so I'll be tried as a juvenile.
Hey, you should talk with girl on the left. Can you do that sound bite again?
I'm kidding. I'm horny.
That girl on the left sound clip will be available for download on the cult site.
Awesome. Thank you. What the hell?
All right, buddy. Okay.
We should
bring you up to speed.
There's how we should make money. We should charge for that sound bite.
I know. To bring you up to speed, we actually got... we were talking about how this guy went and got lured in by the cops saying that he was a 13-year-old. They flew down the States and they charged him with going to fuck this 13-year-old. And girl on the left said, well, that all depends how the cops did it. And then she said, hi, I'm 14 years old. And I'm, what did you say exactly?
I'm 14 years old.
I'm horny. Please take advantage of me. And it was pristine. It's a clean cut. So we're going to, like, cut that out and loop it. it'll be great. Like, you just don't get women in the Rant Radio students.
We're related, all right.
Time for...
What did I just miss?
Something about being related.
We're related, all right.
For those of you who don't know, Girl on the Left is actually the sister of our own Inky.
All right, so.
This is the last call of the night.
Last call of the night.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Ronan Templar Knight.
Ronan Templar Knight.
Yeah! Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing all
right. Right on. I got to say, I've been seeing some of your comments and some of your posts and shit, and I got to say, I think you're a really, really solid guy. What are you calling in about?
Well, I wanted to call in mostly about the advertising.
Sure, what's up?
I am all for you're going to do smaller grassroots type of things.
Yeah.
But stay away from the corporate shit, absolutely.
Yeah?
You're going to get your cellular toll whole soul when you go do that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's...
No sense in it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's the way we feel, too. And even if Rant Radio was running into troubles, if we ran into really serious troubles, we'd go to you guys. We'd go to you guys, and we'd say, hey, you know, fuck, guys, we're in some shit here. But we've always said from day one that we're not out to fucking make a whole load of cash. We started as a grassroots counterculture, and fuck it, we'll die that way. So that it's all cool, you know?
It's as I said, I'm on the post.
Yeah, that's right, man. And if
you got to have sponsorships to do it, shit, I'll give you $30 a month, no problem.
We don't want to do it.
We don't want to do that. But hey, man, I mean that's wicked, man. That's wicked. Where are you calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. And
yeah.
How many? You got any members down there? You got people you hang out with down there?
Not right now. I know one. I can't remember his name. Damn. I think it was Chaos. Just thinking of moving.
Decker Chaos?
Yeah, Decker Chaos is going here.
Well, you guys would be like peas in a pod. I mean, that guy's all part of the Gargoyle Watch. They're shit-kicking fucking child porn sites.
Oh, we've been talking right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving into a new place. When I get in there, it's going to be a cult safe house.
Excellent.
I'm going to start handing out these flyers at a few underground clubs I know.
All right.
There's the thing to do. Take them to the clubs. Take them to places where they have, like, magazines and stuff.
That's
see how that works.
That's the idea. Once I get the Virus Manifesto, that thing will be totally free. We'll be able to throw it on floppy disks in notebook format, and you'll be just give them out. Give out these floppies.
I was thinking about one thing. I've got a friend of mine who's got a cable access show. I think I might hijack it for just an episode.
Wow, would I ever want videotape footage of that or MPEG?
Just kinda.
Tell me something. How old are you, buddy?
I'm 27.
Right on, man. So you and I are the same age.
Yeah. I'm a little older than normal out here, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, not really. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of cult members who aren't active, who are there, who you don't see often, and they're in their 30s.
So it's like 14 to 40 almost.
Yeah, the oldest cult member we have, I believe is 43.
Wow,
damn.
That's older than me.
Yeah, so we have some older members. I just gotta say, man, your head's in the right place, and I'm proud to be part of an organization with you.
Well, I'm proud to be in. Don't worry about that.
All right, man, you take care.
You don't need it. Got your back.
Okay.
Alright.
Bye.
Say
what the hell, man?
What the hell?
Alright. Oh, almost missed that, eh?
Almost. Speaking about advertising, I know, I'm just gonna make this real quick.
That was last call. Don't bother calling in.
Has anyone gone to the movies lately?
Yes.
Has anyone seen that famous player Glossette?
God. Oh, I want him so fucking dead.
But it worked, didn't it?
What do you mean?
I'm not eating any Glossette.
No, you don't eat it. No, you don't remember it. They gave me a free pack of Glossettes when I went to see Hollow Man.
Really?
And I threw it out.
And I used to like them. No, I used to like them. I used to want to eat them.
Yes. I used to like
them. Now I can't get that big tongue out of my face, out of my head.
I bet. I thought you would like the big tongue.
I honestly
don't like boys with big tongues.
I honestly handed it back to the clerk, poor little fucking wage slave, who's handing me my Taco Bell meal, minus the little fucking dog.
Sam's dog.
Sam's dog. And I said, no, I don't want it, because
what do you think
I'm going to
meat?
I'm going to scream when I see that fucking promo.
Uh-huh. It's really annoying.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, here at Famous Players, at the beginning of the screen, beginning of the ads, beginning of the movie, the beginning of the promos, they run on this series of ads for this annoying fucking guy whose face does this weird morph bullshit.
Oh, okay, cool.
While he talks about Glossettes, which are, you know, happy in your mouth. I got something fucking happy for your mouth.
Yeah, and it tastes like Tang. We should make a Tang logo instead of Tang.
Pang, it'll say Pang.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Somebody for something, somebody to do. One of you prophets out there, make a Pang. Make Pang drink.
Make a Pang drink. Okay, well, I think we're going
to
wrap it up. I'm going
to
start by going through the IRC.
Sean can do it tonight because I'm fucking sick of saying all the
names. This is our first 6 to 9 locally.
That's
nine
right,
to
and
12,
the turnout is mighty. So if you're going to get on the IRC, do it now. Otherwise,
so you can say your name.
And I really like saying their names. I think Sim does it too fast because I feel really
too fast. It'll take a half hour.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, in here we have Decker Integrity, Gargoyle Sumerian, X, Asmo. Who's X?
X is the bot for the channel.
Oh, hi, bot.
Hey, X. Leave him alone.
Then there's Asmodai, Cenobite Firefly, Decker Illusion, Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie, Decker Pele, Decker Test Rider, DJ Intensity, F Tripper, Flesh Tripper Paradox, Flesh Tripper Forensic, Gargoyle Apoc, Gargoyle Capone X, Gargoyle KGHI, Gargoyle MTR, Gargoyle Simplex, Gargoyle Zemlum, Gargoyle Raskolnikov. Raskolnikov. Okay, I was doing good though. Hoongun Delirium. Yeah, it's good we got a Hoongun in there tonight. Nomad Buck X, Nomad Half Elf, Nomad Keckler, Nomad Poison Cheeto. It's like that's a sexy name. Prophet Spidey, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Forkin, Prophet Forkin, Forkin
you.
Prophet Fork.
Forkin himself.
And Ronin Counterbalance.
People are moving on.
Ronin Counterbalance. Prophet No Deal, Prophet Quoth. How is Prophet Quoth?
Somebody is impersonating her. Did you leave yourself?
Are you still logged in?
No, that's my brown hair.
Are you still logging at home?
Yeah. Two of them.
No, I'm worried about somebody impersonating.
You.
If somebody impersonates a cult member and I know about it, they die. You don't want to find
throw you in the hell.
Prophet Smokehouse, Prophet Starbaby, Prophet Zerastor, Makeaway, ASE, Fault Sequence, Hoongun Mandrake, Infotech,
Shordath Moore.
Jordath Moore, is that it?
That's the guy who phoned in.
Oh, is it? Cool. Okay, Playboy Bunny, Problem Child, Prophet Plutonium, Ronan Templar Knight, very cool guy, Val, and Vampire Test Subject. If you're not a cult and you want to be, you want to email join@thecult.org.
Then you can find all about it.
What?
What's going on?
What's that sound?
Uh-oh, fans eye.
It's a tape rewinding.
Oh,
that's okay.
All right.
We got the show on.
We got the show on. So, hey, that's it for tonight. We're just going to go around the room and say goodnight. So we're going to start with Prophet Quoth.
Good night.
And then we're over to King Coder Hoonganinky. Ronan Medic.
Have a good night.
Turn percent sexually for Jacob.
Hairball.
Hairball.
Like you needed to know that.
Very special guest star all the way. Gargoyle Dad. A doc.
Bye-bye.
From Bye-bye. Illinois.
Illinois.
Illinois. Yeah.
And then we have Structural Integrity Matt.
Night, John Boy.
Prophet Scribe, all the way from Powell River.
This is Prophet Scribe saying that as a writer, my pen is mightier than your sword. But if that doesn't give you enough to take pause, remember this. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, once gave me an axe as a gift. Fear me.
And that's actually a really good axe, too. It's fiberglass. It weighs like 35 pounds.
Got one like mine.
This is your old Uncle Dak saying, kill them all. Let God sort them out. I mean, he should know.
Okay, girl on the left.
I would just like to say for the record, I'm not 14.
But are you horny?
Do you want to take an advantage?
It would matter to you either way.
Oh!
It was just a question.
Somebody's a little frisky.
Firefly is 14 and she's horny. She said that.
Deleted. Oh, look at that. That didn't even hit the recycling bin. Okay. All right. And then we got Oof.
I'm Oof and I have no outro. Bye.
Okay. And then we have
Private Drexel.
Bye.
Gordon.
Gordon Freeman. Also known as Private Drexel, saying
bye.
This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying
get food.
What?
Right. Didn't anybody get that joke?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's go!
You know, come on, it's a halfway thing. Fuck you all.
Hey, I killed them all.
He did not kill them all.
All the ones that came against me.
Oh, okay. You know what we'll have to do is we'll have to get the cult Half-Life server up, and then we'll just have Drexel play Gordon Freeman and everyone can hunt him all over the fucking place. And
well, I'm not very popular.
And then we'll get like some of these little smack-fed fucking gargoyles that I know we have who like don't even touch the keyboard anymore. They just sort of sit there and fucking roll their heads around.
But there is no spoon.
we'll get some no spoon gargoyles and you'll be fucked. You'll be like, ah! You'll like try to touch your dresser, you'll get electric shocks and shit. You'll get like sympathetic
spoon. No, my
your
power
spine.
Is that I don't actually have, I have save game.
That's a good power.
That's very good power. I can actually go back before you killed me and try again.
That's a handy one, eh?
Yeah.
That's a handy one. Okay, and last but not least, the station manager, my partner in crime.
The man who started all of this stupidity.
The man who started Rant Radio and keeps it going strong with its ideas.
And who doesn't sell out.
Who doesn't sell out, even though we really want to.
The man with more... The man
don't
with,
ask him how much he cried into his pillow.
Oh, God.
The man with more testicular carriage than his own body weight.
Yes, it's true. Gargoyle scenario.
How does that work?
I have no idea. I keep it in the closet.
A bag of holding.
A bag of holding.